InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Don't let the enemy get you depressed about what's happening today. As long as you're speaking up, as long as you're standing up, as long as you're saying no to the globalists, as long as you're living and loving your neighbors and being a good person, you're building the human community that is the American dream, that is the Renaissance.
1776 is the answer to 1984.
1776. And this Irishman, who's now an American, he said, listen, you don't get Joe Biden's name right. He's a stooge. And I said, wow, you're right. A stooge is a puppet put in by somebody else who's an idiot, but who's also used to rule over people. So the stooge gets the blame, and the actual controllers don't get the blame for the crimes they're committing. And he said, that's exactly right. He is a puppet. He is an imposter. He is a fraud. So everybody should look at the different definitions of stooges and understand what that is. That's what he is.
So I want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about, and for recommending these two women.
Aloha, amigos. It's me, Fentanyl, the dragon. I am named after the product that my bosses, CCP, bring into your country. We will talk about fentanyl in a moment, but first the COVID hoax that I launched with your Bill Gates and, of course, Klaus Schwab on you a year ago. And now you see what happens. You are in fear to leave your home, and Marvis Marvin Hagler took shot and died. Just like your Hank Aaron, he said, take a shot to protect other people. But now it's admitted it does not protect you from COVID. And Fauci, good. He says you still can't go out after the vaccine. You must social distance and stay close. And Canada say the same thing. EU say it. UK, Australia, because I design plan. That stands for stupid Americans. You collapse while China stay open. Make more billionaires and all welcome back. We control your government. We are collapsing your nation. Nothing can stand against us. And your people take our shots and die. Die, Americans. Die. CCP will rule you. And now that Biden has been in possession too much, he banned your border patrol. So the deadly poison fentanyl with one grain that can kill you is pouring in at 360% levels above Trump. Your tent cities are spreading too. And now your pregnant women fly combat missions and I will have sex change for your little boy. Now, finally this evening, it is important to agree with Brian Stelter that no one is allowed to have free speech like Tucker Carlson. He should be taken off the airwaves. And the Grammys, they do not need to wear masks while they teach you to throw Molotov cocktails at police. No. And you need to also understand that Swiss officials blame not taking vaccine for COVID, even though it admits that vaccines are causing mutations and spreading COVID. Good American, shut your mouth, take your shot and die. Cut your son's genitals off, tell your little girl they're a boy. China run you now, roll over and die. Hello, I. We run your people, we run you too. So do what we say and we're gonna kill you too. I tell you again, I'll say it last time. InfoWars is...
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market.
But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostaguard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war on for your mind. I do not say this on air for dramatic effect. I say it because it's the truth. We have absolutely gone into the zeitgeist we are in, for lack of a better word, revelations. And this morning I was out for a hike and had the blood pumping in my brain, and I just had 30 minutes of complete and total clarity. And then driving into the office, I recorded about a 20-minute breakdown of what I'm about to lay out again, but it was very calm how I did it and very cogent. And so I am going to have that put down to a video file with a few documents and a few video clips, but I'm going to air it at the bottom of the next hour. In about an hour and 25 minutes, it'll take two segments to air. And I'm going to talk about it ahead of time, but everything I'm about to say is documented. And it's on record. But they know that it's so scary, you're not going to want to admit it to yourself, and so they believe you won't take action against it. But the live show headline, going live as we speak, is global exclusive, world exclusive. Globalist planning, in quotes, controlled end of the world in 2030. That's the Wednesday live show for the American Journal that did a fabulous job this morning with Harrison Smith. In fact, let's put that headline back up for folks. That's important as well. Wednesday live, EU demands vaccine passports for free movement across Europe. That's the mark of the beast, which they admit is the total control system to buy or sell and the social credit score. And that just dovetails with what we're talking about. We're now entering the time, in fact, we have entered the time, where everything is just going to be out in the open now. I have an article right here that a national talk show host sent me minutes before I went live. And the reason I mention that is not name dropping, it's to point out that God has put me in the zeitgeist. It's insane. I can pick the phone up and call Trump. I can pick the phone up and call Tucker Carlson. I can pick the phone up and call General Flynn. I can pick the phone up and call Joe Rogan. I can pick the phone up and call basically anybody that's on the good guy side. It's just an incredible responsibility. I was just sent this before I went live. Transgender activist makes argument for all children to be put on puberty blockers until they can determine the identity. Puberty blockers are toxic. They kill a lot of people. They cause massive depression. So imagine we're going to put you into this system
that basically sterilizes you if you're a boy. It makes you closer to a girl. That's what these monsters are. That's their end game. That's their goal. And no one's allowed to criticize them because it's a scientific takeover. So let me best as I can lay this out to you. When you see AOC and you see Beto O'Rourke with tears in their eyes, looking like they completely believe it, saying, the world is going to be over in 12 years. They said that in 2019. Then in 2020, they said the world is going to be over in 11 years. What are they counting down to? Who told them this as a talking point? These are total puppets. They don't know why they're saying it. They're told to. Well, we know who told them. I'm going to break it down. But why are they telling us it's the end of the world? The end of the world as we know it. A controlled end of the world. A new world. A silicon world. A post-carbon world. Beware those that worship AI gods, as Elon Musk said 2 years ago. Because if you look at Agenda 2030, end poverty, end cancer, end everything by 2030, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it, because you'll be dead. Think about that. 12 years to doomsday. She was told to say that. Why? Why was Al Gore out there saying 20 years ago that by 2017 we'd all be underwater, but buying multiple houses on beachfront that are still there fine today? Because they're teaching you that you're going to have the end of the world, that you're going to be non-essential, that you're going to die. They're going to go on. But they are creating an apocalypse in the third world and an apocalypse for everyone else. And yes, it came out of a UN report in 2018. So I'm going to be laying all of this out today in great detail. I'm going to be breaking it all down and how this controlled apocalypse is going to unfold. And you have to understand, when I tell you this, this is what they've already said. It's what they're already doing. This is the journey we're on. It's like you're driving up the highway and you're in Flagstaff, Arizona, and you know in another 50, 60 miles you're going to be at the Grand Canyon. And how do you know? Because that's where the map goes. That's where the road is. I've been there 5 or 6 times. I can tell you. You've probably been there. You know that's true. Well, the same thing is, I've been on this road studying the globalists, watching them plan, watching them make announcements, watching them do things for 35 years. Been on air 27. And they are taking us there. We are going to this place. But what do they talk about? Their main mission first with TV and cartoons in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s was to take our attention span. The average American's attention span was over an hour long of deep, focused attention. The people made a lot less decisions back then, too. You make more decisions when you've been up for an hour in the morning than a person 1,000 years ago made in a week. So it becomes very unconscious. And the average attention span is less than 14 seconds. A goldfish's attention span is 15.2 seconds long. Look it up. The average species. Some are 17, some are 12. The average Westerner has less attention span than a goldfish, so they may have a native intelligence, but their subconscious brain and their conscious brain have basically been merged where they're like jellyfish. They're in a trance, and the sleeper must awaken. That's why when you tune into NPR or you listen to a politician, they talk very, very slowly. And they talk very, very softly. And they don't want anyone on NPR that talks in an excited voice. Because what does an excited voice do? What does that do? It wakes people up! Wake up! Come out of your trance. They don't want to have a yelling voice in the night to warn you while you're slumbering to your destruction, while you're going over the edge of the waterfall. And they sure as hell don't want a big cold bucket of water thrown on you of reality. So everything they do is incremental. But even in incrementalism, there is a creep and then a walk, and then a jog, and then a run, and then a sprint, and then an all-out bum rush. And we're now in the jog. And now you're going to hit the run. And then you're going to hit death. So it's here. And you will not escape it. You will go through it. And it's real. And they're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill me. And almost everybody that serves it is dead as well. But humanity will rally in the end and defeat it. But it's going to be rough. I explain why they're doing this and more in a 20-minute report I taped. It's being put together now. I'll also do it on air, but I think I really settled down and got it pretty much all covered. That's coming up later. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. It'll probably only be on the air for a limited time, just so you know.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, the globalists are afraid of humans discovering the real power, and there's a great change taking place in the population. Some are falling away from their connection to God and the spiritual. Others are coming closer. And so let me give you an example of the way there's synchronicities and serendipities in the world, and we all know they're real. We've all experienced it. We've all had dreams that come true. We've all had nightmares that come true. We've all had premonitions and they come true. We've all said, hey, let's visit grandma. I'm worried about grandma. Phone rings. Grandma just died. That actually happened with me. This morning, I cut an audio recording dealing with the globalist plan to have a staged end of the world event on or around 2030. And I'm totally sure of it. And I have the proof. I'll show you coming up. And when I thought about it, I thought I'll just put the graphic of the satellite footage of the Earth from orbit over that. And I said, I'm going to have them do that as the background today. And I swear on everything I am, on my heart, on my soul, that when I walked into this building this morning, I looked up and they were punching up this background of the satellite of the Earth. We probably do this twice a year. And I walked in here intending to do the headline, Globalist Plan, the Controlled End of the World by 2030. I told my wife as I walked out of the house, I said, I have just received the biggest download I've ever gotten on the hike I had just done. She said, what do you mean? And I said, they're going to stage the end of the world in 2030. And she didn't think I was crazy because she's seen me do this all the time. And it was just everything lining up. And then I come in here and it's on the damn screen. Exactly what I was intending to tell the crew to do. That is the spirit. That's what their AI can't beat. It's what their 5G can't beat. It's what all their surveillance can't beat, because God's real and we are all interconnected. How do you think a monarch butterfly knows how to fly all the way to Canada, lay eggs, die, and then a monarch flies all the way back down to central Mexico? How do you think a hummingbird knows how to be in North Carolina and fly all the way down across Florida, all the way to South America and have babies, and then fly back and do it 5-6 times in its life? I mean, did somebody teach it? No, it's electrochemical, electromagnetic, and it's connected to everything. And we have cone cells in our brains that are actually electromagnetic and that are receiving. And they're not just receiving the magnetic lines of the Earth. They're not just receiving the sun. They are receiving other energies and other transmission systems that have now been measured and read. And again, it's all over mainstream news. They admit there is a force 5 times stronger than our reality. They call it dark matter, but it's not dark matter. It's another more powerful universe holding us in place. An energy field is holding us in place. And they don't want us tapping into that energy field. They don't want us together, because we come together in a church. Oh, we can come together in a church and take our vaccine, come together in a church, think that white people are racist, come together and create evil. That's not a church. It's a demonic conclave. But people go to a church wanting to find God, wanting to be good, wanting something greater. And in that, they come together, and the globalists hate that. That's why, oh, no, the topless bar stays open. The liquor store stays open. All the other things stay open, but not those churches, because they want the power to shut down those gatherings, because what the Bible says is what two agree upon on earth, God makes in heaven. So there it is, world exclusive. Globalist plan controlled into the world by 2030. And that's what they're doing. And driving into work today, I laid that out on a recording that will air at the bottom of the next hour. But it's okay, because the enemy is going to lose. It's going to be rough, though. Don't let them get you depressed. Don't let them get you down. That's a key, too. They want to get you in sorrow. They want to make you feel inadequate, bankrupt, evil. The poorest people on earth are folks like Bill Gates and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. They are totally turned over to evil. They are servants of evil. And so if you don't even have a car or you're broke down, it doesn't matter. If you love God and you have a connection to God and you can see the beauty of a sunset and you appreciate God for creating you, and you can be nice to others and you can be a decent person and you can stand up to evil, then you are richer than the richest kings of the earth that ever existed. And so I have a lot of news to cover and a lot of horrible things that are going on. And now the enemy is completely out in the open. And I have to do this. But I want to be measured in it and I want to be correct in it. Because I have a lot of feelings to do with this and a lot of intellectual views and just a lot of things. I don't say what I say on air to curry favor with you. I don't do the things I do on air to make money, things like that. There's been false statements said that I supported Trump because I made money supporting Trump. It's been the opposite. Since Trump got in, we've almost been shut down and seen our funding dwindle massively in lawsuits and just every other thing. But I knew Trump had globalist enemies, and I knew that they hated him, and I wanted to fix things, and I wanted to believe in it. And I don't think Trump himself is a bad person. I know people that know him very well, but he's limited. And he's not this big, giant 4D chess guy that everybody says he is. He just goes with what he thinks is right. And he also is way too optimistic and buys too much into science when it's globalist science. And, you know, all the stuff they gave him, the Remdesivir and the rest of it, and the gene therapies made him feel so great. He's now on board with everything they did. He has come out and gone on Fox News and endorsed these killer vaccines. And after you've seen 25 countries in Europe ban it now and hundreds around the world and all the deaths and all the problems, that the only way to get through to Trump is to get in his face about this. So I'm going to reach out to Trump. I'm going to, I can get a hold of him if I need to. And I'm going to communicate with him here on air. And I'm going to call his son up. And I'm just going to say, here's the evidence. And if you continue to say this is wonderful and this is good and there's, quote, no problems, you're a bad guy and I'm going to be against you. So that's that. I understand he wanted to reopen the economy. He thought, okay, if it's just a vaccine, you know, you shouldn't be made to take it, he said, but if you want it, get it. I'm like, well, that's still bad, but I understand what he's doing. I don't agree with it, but I see his perspective. Now he's like, everybody needs to get it. So he's doubling down because he signed on to this, and it's a disaster. It's a fiasco. It's designed to get people that signed on to it to get into trouble and so to double down. I said that last year. Once you're signed on to it, now you're going to try to cover up all the horror because you feel bad. And Trump's taking the bait, and he's going down the tubes with this. So that's my view on this, and I'm going to speak more to it by the clip. It is nauseating. It is disgusting. And obviously, Trump's good saying control our borders. Trump's good saying China's screwing us and fentanyl's bad. But all of that pales in significance to everyone being basically forced to take something that they admit is going to cause autoimmune disorders, cancer, destroy your immunity, implant you with all these viruses. I mean, I've got all the mainline literature here. This isn't just some like kooky groups. They're even having mainline scientists in prestigious cancer research facilities saying, what are you doing? Big pro-vaccine scientists are saying, don't do this. So, but I figured out why they're doing it, because it's everybody gets on board. Then when it causes mass death, everyone then gets involved and says we're for the death. The Nazis called that the cement of blood. If you got somebody to commit a crime, then they were always basically wedded to you. It's a gang initiation, and I'm not going to be part of it. So, Trump, you're going down the wrong road, buddy boy. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help. More than ever now, I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
before. Have I turned on you? You look too good to me. Your beady eyes, they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and if I just said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
The globalists are satanically inspired. But we're inspired by God to build the universe, so we need to remember we've got the ace in the hole, a little secret that we need to tell people about. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. All right, I'm going to talk about Trump and really, for me, what will become the last straw. It doesn't mean that I won't say he's good on topics. We should take over the Republican Party, and we need his energy. And boy, he called up and congratulated my wife when we got married and all that great stuff. And boy, patted me on the head and told me I'm the greatest broadcaster and I'm going to take over for Rush Limbaugh and how wonderful. I don't care about all that. What I care about is Trump, as now we know these vaccines are just as deadly as we thought with hindsight, coming out and saying it's safe, everybody needs to take it. That is, I think they have a word for that, balderdash, BS, and so it's not fair to criticize Joe Biden, who's absolutely a crypt keeper, slave of the New World Order. It's not right to criticize all these people. And then to have him out there when Joe Biden and Fauci said last week, we need Trump to tell his people to take this. And then Trump does it. It's just disgusting. And so I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but this is pretty damn close here. All right, before I go any further, so I want to hit this AOC stuff. It's really key to this, understanding all this. This is the last day to get store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last day to get store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That means on water filters. That means on storable food. That means on T-shirts. That means on books. That means on the supplements. That means everything. Because I'm not Amazon that's cornered the market and gets all these government subsidies and, you know, has hundreds of warehouses and all this. We can't fund ourselves that we do free shipping all the time. We have inexpensive, you know, good quality shipping. It's just that we just can't do it all the time. So that's going to have to end today. So if there's something you wanted at InfoWars, you wanted to get a great product, support us, please do it today. Also, a bunch of the items are very close to selling out, so we're going to take them off sale. We've got Survival Shield X2, 50% off. It's going to go off that sale. Supernova Vitality, 40% off. It's going to go off sale. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It's going to go off sale with free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. It's about to sell out. So we're going to just, it'll be months till we get more, so it'll go back to like 25% off, not 40% off. Free shipping. Ultra 12, highest quality B12 you're going to find under the tongue. So good for your entire body, every cell you've got, immune system, you name it. It's just incredible. 50% off plus free shipping and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, everything on the site, free shipping and massive discounts. That's going to end. What will still be on sale tomorrow? Well, that's Brainforce Plus, the great nootropic, all the known herbs and natural compounds that are known to give you clarity, focused mental energy, but without the crash, is in Brainforce Plus. It stacks great with Turbo Force, but be careful, it's powerful. It's back in stock after being sold out for months, 50% off and free shipping, and that will continue. It'll still have free shipping selectively on that product. We're also selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It'll be a long time till we get more of that in because of the supply chain breakdowns, but it's still discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so there you go. You can also get a F. Biden shirt. And look, I know it's crass for a lot of our listeners. We're in a war, okay? So it's like Apocalypse Now, which was based on a lot of real true stories that they took out of literature and then added to true stories that happened in war. Where there were real cases in Vietnam where they had them dropping napalm on villages, but they tell them don't put cuss words on the side of the airplane. So we train our men to drop fire on the villages, but you can't have cuss words on the side of the airplane. It's bleeped out. It just says FK Biden, FK mask, FK. What's the other thing? There's three shirts, FK Biden, FK Fauci, FK Gates. And it's a very popular shirt, and it's a long sleeve shirt, and people love it. It's a baseball style shirt. At InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to just tell you something here. That when I say I don't feel worthy to cover this, we cover so much huge news continually. That's just critical for me and you and all of us to continually, constantly realize how huge this is. because it's easy to get live on air and cover a lot of stuff because it's live. But if I produced slick reports on this, it would get 10 times the views online. It would actually change the world. And an example is this. I was given this over a month ago. I didn't know about this. I learn stuff all the time. I finally have read, because it took me a month off and on, spending 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 10 minutes here, to read this entire folder. And I've asked Greg Reese, one of our best researchers, to do a report on this. I've asked everybody else that has time, you know, stay up here late, whatever. Everyone should have different reports on this, because every time I read this, because I probably read this whole stack three times. I probably looked at it 20 times and just scanned through it. Every time I look at this, I find new stuff because, you know, you get mentally exhausted when you're reading scientific documents. And this is a small portion. This is probably 150 pages or more on Crimson Contagion. I did 10 minutes with Owen Schroyer yesterday. That's in the Owen Schroyer section of Band.Video. Video. And then that's the first boil down I've done. But it is to say bombshell. We ought to call this show bombshell because mainstream media is always bombshell this, bombshell that, global exclusive this, global exclusive that. I don't want to be the global exclusive. I've actually sent this to the main talk show hosts of the country, all of them. Well, I guess one of them's dead now. Can't do that. But I've sent it to the other two guys. And they're sending me stuff. They're like, I'm busy. You cover it. And I get it. This is unbelievable what this says. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They fund the main group, admitting that mRNA will actually destroy your immunity and open you up for any other virus or bacteria to kill your ass. And that once your immunity is removed, they're going to have to basically give you weekly shots for whatever else is there. So this is the ultimate takeover of your body, and it's deadly dangerous. This is the ultimate corporate takeover. Corporations don't just take over other companies or countries. You've heard of corporations backing coups, you know, United Fruit in Guatemala. This is the corporate takeover of your body. And if I went through all the sticky notes and all the highlighted stuff, it would take us to read this 10 hours, 5 hours. I don't know. It would take a long time on there to read this. If I just read the highlighted parts, it would take about an hour. And so I'm just telling you that I'm swimming in the criminals admitting this. And you're like, well, why do they admit it? Because they put it in a corporate plan. And then if it ever came out, FBI, everybody else is like, well, you're the scientist. Do what you want. And it's all just admitted here. So they put it into process, and they had all these government officials and the U.S. government sign on to the Crimson Contagion plan. And then they had them sign on to these other plans that are part of this in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And that's basically what Gates does. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein working for Gates did. Is they're like, do you want money? Do you want women? Do you want kids? We will get it to you. But if you look at Crimson Contagion, one of the other really huge things in Crimson Contagion is this report out of the Center for Strategic International Studies that's above the CFR, Strengthening America's Health Security, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it says in here that they're going to get rid of your immune system with these, quote, gene therapies. They don't even call them vaccines. This is 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So it's all right here. And anybody can go read this for yourself, okay? And look, we already knew all this. I mean, I've got an article right here. I mean, even NPR and the New York Times go, well, there's concerns these mRNA vaccines are going to make your body attack itself because they suppress a protein that suppresses cancer. I mean, it's in here 2 years, 3 years ago. And then it's in the news this week. So what's crazy is the fine print's like, hey, this might give you cancer. You need it. It's safe and effective. President Trump just said so. President Trump just told you it's safe and effective, just like Boris Johnson, just like Joe Biden. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, well, why not? He already, see, that's what I said. He already signed on to it. So now he's not going to say, I got conned. I got manipulated. I was wrong. No, now that like 16% of the U.S. is vaccinated, I checked this morning, it may be higher now. It's over. Trump's compromised. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey,
A lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up. Availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's as if a gun is to the establishment's head. Everything they're doing is destroying their own future, their children's own future. But still, in lockstep, they march themselves and all of us towards extinction. Every metric, every graph, every gauge shows total sterilization by the year 2020. By the year 2045. Total sterilization by 2045. Bloomberg reporting on that a week ago. Politico reporting on it 2 weeks ago. The New York Times reporting on it 3 weeks ago. And actually saying in many of the articles, like Politico, this is a good thing.
because it'll end humanity, who is a scourge. And yes, the chemicals in the food and water are doing it. And I've talked to top chemists, I've talked to top scientists on air. They could easily pick other chemicals and other things that are already in the supply chain to do this, but they pick the bad ones on purpose, sometimes that are more expensive and don't work as well, to do it to all of us. Because they work for an entity that's come here to destroy the human race. That's what the Bible says. And so there are servants of Satan, and there are servants of the living God that built this planet and gave us life. Next hour, I'm going to expose the next level of the enemy operation. We were amongst the first to expose Agenda 2021. And now we're exposing Agenda 2030. But what comes after Agenda 2030? For the first time ever, you're going to hear next hour about Agenda 2035. If they have their way, there will be no humans, as we are known today, left on Earth in 14 years. Now, in the past, you'd hear me say that, and you couldn't handle it. And I knew this was coming then. And I said it's a global extermination program, and I laid out how they would do it with successive plagues, successive lockdowns, each one more intense than the last. Bathing you in electromagnetic radiation, mutagenically manipulating your DNA so that they could extract cures to cancer and other diseases for themselves. Breakaway civilizations, the end of the nation state, the rise of the city state, the 10 regional governors. All of it has been laid out. And Donald Trump is not an idiot. And he was anti-vax because his son got hurt by it. He got convinced to go along with it to reopen the economy. He said, well, if you're old, you can take it, I guess, if you want. When it's actually old people that get killed by the vaccine. But he didn't know that. He was listening to the liars around him. But I'm not an apologist for Trump. I'm going off what he said and what he did. And because he did some good things and had the same enemies as me, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But now with all the hindsight and all the things that have happened and all the things that have gone on and all the 25 countries in Europe banning a bunch of the vaccines and the Pfizer vaccine being banned in India and other countries, and Trump's up there saying, oh, it's safe, you should all take it. And now they're doing testing on newborn babies who aren't even, quote, able to get sick from COVID, if you even believe in that. It's so evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is the equivalent of child sacrifice that every culture in its decline, in its collapse, would demand that we kill our children. What is the force driving this? Why does it always come back to this? The latest headline. Transgender activist makes argument for all children to be put on puberty blockers until they can determine their identity. Total child abuse. Total mutilation of children. It's okay if you get a little boy to convince himself, even though he's not of age to make decisions, to chop his genitals off. But if you have sex with him, you go to prison. That's how sick all of this evil has gotten. Before I play Trump, and what he said on Fox, let's go ahead and go to just one of dozens of clips of each one of them. Beto, the puppet O'Rourke, and AOC, Ms. Cortez, telling us how we're to be conquered via the global meltdown, the global collapse of the economy, starvation. And how is that? Oh, it wasn't a snowstorm that did it. It wasn't a typhoon that did it, or a hurricane. It wasn't earthquakes or volcanoes. It was them artificially turning the power off and artificially turning the food off and the jobs off for a year in the third world, causing tens of millions more people to starve to death and then collapse and flood us, which the UN then uses to have political control of new groups that are under their domestication inside what's left of the West. The UN uses migrant hordes, and they use economic warfare, and they use viral warfare, and they use economic warfare to shut everything down in the name of COVID, but is the shutdown that actually causes the death, the suicide, the collapse, and then all the insurance companies don't have to pay their doctors or their nurses or you for your medical procedures for a year. They save trillions of dollars and train you to sit there and take it, to be austere when they've stolen hundreds of trillions of dollars from you. and to make it sexy for you to be poor while they fly around in their jumbo jets and move to their armored redoubts. And so just as I told you 16 years ago that top Hollywood director James Cameron had evacuated to his fleet, that's his backup, and to New Zealand because of the coming worldwide collapse, they're going to call it a collapse of the environment when the borders are open, when they turn the food off, when they destroy world currencies. It's all climate change because the borders are open. It's all climate change. People are starving. It's all climate change that deadly viruses, you know, are being released and they're preparing to release them. They tell you the collapse is coming. Then it comes. Oh, the collapse is coming because I was bad. I didn't sacrifice enough of my children. The ancient Babylonians, the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Aztecs, the ancient Druids all would say, you got to give us your firstborn child to have their heart cut out. There's too many people. There's not enough crops. You've got to give your child over to sacrifice the priesthood. And if you give your son or daughter over to be sacrificed, then the priest class knew they were in control of you. And the truth is, before they'd sacrifice your son or daughter, they'd torture them and rape them. And it's just psychopaths learn how we work, learn how we operate, and create the same system over and over again. And they've got their wonderland of New Zealand that if there's one COVID case, they lock it all down. Because when they release the bioweapons to kill everybody, they're going to keep us all locked down, and they're all going to be in New Zealand. What a bunch of selfish, sick freaks. So here's his helicopter. Yeah, he flies around, does whatever he wants, but you don't get to. You will die. You're not of the elect. But he makes movies teaching you're bad, you're evil, you're horrible. You have things. You know, they shouldn't have things. The general public shouldn't have things, but he's got everything. And he makes the movie Avatar teaching you that you're scum and need to die. Here's AOC and Beto telling you about the end of the world. But when he says end of the world, they said this 2 years ago because that's 2030. That's the beginning of the end of the world for you and I. The beginning of the new world for them and the elect new group with life extension and all the offshore, off-world. They're going to be gods, they've been told. Don't you know? They ate of the fruit. And they're going to be gods. They're of the hallucination now of Satan. But first, you've got to die because everybody can't have this. Give us your children and then you will get everything. Kill your future in your humanity. Here are some of the minions of the high priest telling you about the end of your world so you accept it. So they are sages. So they are gods. So they are prophets, even though they're the author of your death. It's like I called someone up and said, you're going to die tomorrow. And then I came to their house and stabbed them to death. Would they say, oh, you're a prophet? No, I made it become fulfilled. Here they are.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis, the crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
And it's a war against humanity. It's a war of depopulation. It's a war against carbon. It's a war against humans. Like Bill Gates said famously, our war is against carbon and that's humans. And everybody at TED Talk laughs. He says, we're going to kill everybody. But see, they're all part of the club. They think they're all going to New Zealand. Let me tell you, none of you are going to New Zealand. You're going to go with us. You understand that? Because I sent out the transmission and others are as well. You'll never escape what you've done. You will pay. Yeah. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. we mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
CNN. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Aloha, amigos. It's me, Fentanyl, the dragon. I am named after the product that my bosses, CCP, bring into your country. We will talk about fentanyl in a moment, but first the COVID hoax that I launched with your Bill Gates and, of course, Klaus Schwab on you a year ago. And now you see what happens. You are in fear to leave your home, and Marvis Marvin Hagler took shot and died. Just like your Hank Aaron, he said, take a shot to protect other people. But now it's admitted it does not protect you from COVID. And Fauci, good. He says you still can't go out after the vaccine. You must social distance and stay close. And Canada say the same thing. EU say it, UK, Australia, because I design plan. That stands for stupid Americans. You collapse while China stay open, make more billionaires and all welcome back. We control your government. We are collapsing your nation. Nothing can stand against us. And your people take our shots and die. Die, Americans. Die. CCP will rule you. And now that Biden has been in possession 2 months, he banned your border patrol. So the deadly poison fentanyl with 1 grain that can kill you is pouring in at 360% levels above Trump. Your tent cities are spreading too. And now your pregnant women fly combat missions. And I will have sex chains for your little boy. Now, finally this evening, it is important to agree with Brian Stelter that no one is allowed to have free speech like Tucker Carlson. He should be taken off the airwaves. And the Grammys, they do not need to wear masks while they teach you to throw Molotov cocktails at police. No. And you need to also understand that Swiss officials blame not taking vaccine for COVID, even though it admits that vaccines are causing mutations and spreading COVID. Ha ha. Good American, shut your mouth, take your shot and die. Cut your son's genitals off, tell your little girl they're a boy. China, run your mouth, roll over and die. Hello, hi. We run your people, we run you too. So do what we say and we're gonna kill you too. I tell you again, I'll say it last time. InfoWars is not good. Bad InfoWars, bad InfoWars. Good Joe Biden.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Blue. Watch Communist China celebrate America's destruction. Shock Report. It's live at band.video. Another great piece of work by Rob Dew. And, well, I guess I was involved with Darren McBreen. Darren McBreen, the voice of the dragon. Darren McBreen. No, it's actually me. Yes, it's satire. Fentanyl the Dragon isn't a real character. But what I cover in 60 seconds is real. Everything Fentanyl said is true. We'll be back.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads, not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two, and we are broadcasting worldwide. I'm very honored to be here. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I've got some major criticisms of the 45th President of the United States, who is the current president, who did win the election in a landslide, who did valiantly stand up to fraud until they were able to hijack our event at the Capitol and then threaten him with the 25th Amendment so that he did leave. All that I understand, I am not a Monday morning quarterback. And I did never endorse the vaccines. I never supported taking them. I never said take them. I'm one of the biggest critics out there because of the Trojan horses, the additives, the contaminants, the long history of secret experimentation. But I did play devil's advocate when I would say, well, Trump thinks they're trying to keep the economy closed for years. They said it'll be 2-3 years to a vaccine. I said they've already got the vaccine ready. They've already done COVID testing under other names in ducks, in chickens, in pigs, in cows. We showed you all that a year ago on air and had biological weapons experts like Dr. Boyle, who's on next hour, and others on to break it down. So I said, clearly what they've done is they've gone to Trump and said, oh, we can't ever reopen. Well, Trump only cares about the economy in general. He thought this was a classic vaccine. And we know what happened. This has come out. They said, yes, sir. You know, he'll have to go through animal testing. He'll have to go through human testing. It'll take 2 to 3 years and we can never reopen. He said, well, you can't do that. He said, Operation Warp Speed. which they already had planned in their war games in Crimson Contagion and Operation Lockstep and Event 201. And so they came to him with a script. He saw all the media, all the shows saying we can never reopen. He saw the apocalyptic stage scenes in China. And he said, okay, warp speed, but if you're, you know, young, you don't need it, and you shouldn't be made to take it. And so I'm like, well, Trump is lesser of two evils. I don't agree with it, but he's doing this to get things going. I think he's being set up. But I said, I understand from his perspective why he's doing it. I don't agree. Well, now we've seen 25 countries ban the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is a virus vector vaccine, super dangerous as well. It's kind of the same as mRNA, but it jams it right into the DNA with a virus that goes in. The other one programs the ribosomes on the outside to go in and program, but it's all the same crap. It's very dangerous and shuts down your immune system so much more. And I'll get to that in a moment. But now with all the deaths of Hank Aaron and Marvelous Marvin Hagler and countless others and Ben Stein almost dying, and I saw the numbers. In fact, it's in the printer. I forgot to get it. They're having double the side effects and deaths with the Moderna and the Pfizer mRNA than they are with the AstraZeneca. But they're making it all about AstraZeneca as the distraction. Oh, it was the AstraZeneca caused the problems. And believe me, it's got its problems. It like shoots some chimpanzee virus into you with another virus. I mean, this is dangerous stuff into your cells. This isn't like a normal vaccine, folks, where the old, like, you know, they put a dead bacteria or a dead virus in and your body learns how to kill it and learns it's an outsider. That's got its own side effects, but it works sometimes. You know, they cook it up on dead babies. If the baby had cancer viruses, well, you get cancer. Or they cook it up on peanuts. You now get a peanut allergy and die if you get around peanuts. I mean, there's a lot of problems with the old one. They tried to cover it up, but now they're like, oh, Trump says it's safe and effective, and so does the British prime minister. But it's not. I have a stack of articles where they say, well, the side effects are outweighed by the benefits. Well, I thought there's no side effects. So it's lie within lie within lie. And so now Trump going on Fox this morning, we're going to play the clip. I guess he went on last night too, so we got two clips. And endorsing on Fox and Fox Business that you should take it and it's fine and it's great is a damn lie. I've got the mainline articles admitting doesn't protect you from COVID. Causes COVID mutations in the cells and your cells to create new, real, deadly viruses. Can shut off your immune system. Can cause an autoimmune response. It's incredible. This is not regular vaccines that they invented 500 years ago in Europe. This is genetic reengineering. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And so Trump coming out and doing this, for me, is him crossing the Rubicon, because this is 2021. And there's major pushback against this. But see, I predicted this. It wasn't hard to predict. It's how they work. They say it's not a baby. It's not a human. Roe v. Wade, 1973. Tens of millions of women get an abortion. Now they're going to defend it because then everyone admit they killed their baby. Then everyone admit it doubles their chances of uterine cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, or more. More than double in some of the studies. They just know it's good, and because they commit the crime against God, instead of repenting, you harden your heart, you double down, you don't get God to forgive you, and now you're a servant of evil, and now you're going to support euthanizing old people. Now you're going to support keeping babies alive and selling their organs. Because once you're on that track, you never... Look, folks, I'm not a hypocrite. I've had families say, why in God's name would you admit you paid for abortions? That's horrible. Because I did it. And I repented, and I swore to God when I was like 17 years old and refound God that I would not do that again. And I went years without even dating because, man, I could look at a woman and get pregnant back then. I'm still fertile. And then I started dating a girl, got her pregnant, married her, had three children with her. And that's the way, you know, I will never do that again. And I repented, and I had that God forgave me. And it's like King David did all these horrible things, but he didn't mean it. His heart was real. God judged his heart. He was forgiven. And it was so good. If you had an abortion, repent. I still have nightmares seeing the children, though. God still shows me the children as they grow up and how beautiful they were. And I had a big nightmare the other night. Like, I was holding this little baby in my hand. It was like about an inch big. It was my son. It was this incredible son. And this demonic wolf just came and said, you killed your child, and just ate it right in front of me. And I couldn't do anything. And Satan looked right at me with those red eyes and said, I got your ass. But you don't, because Christ has delivered me and cleansed me of what I did. And as long as I don't back down now, I will be with Christ forever. And so Satan, get behind me. I don't listen to a damn thing you say. But that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And so Trump has now been involved in the evil. He could come out against Fauci, his archenemy. He could come out against Gates. He could defeat them now. He could admit he was conned. He could admit he was lied to. But now, like all the doctors and all the lawyers and all the politicians and all the media people that said, get your vaccine, be a hero. Now when people get a regular cold virus, they'll have an autoimmune response. It's going to kill a bunch of them. And their PCR test tests anything as a COVID virus. They're going to say it's a new COVID virus. You watch next year. And we're now in the trap with, quote, all the new strains. It's not new strains. It's the new strains being cooked up in the people. All the science shows it. And then Trump will come out and say, oh, take more vaccines for the new one. And they'll all be involved in the cover-up together because Trump got caught in the bear trap. And Trump is now compromised. And I would expect to see him betray us when they come for the guns. I would expect to see him betray us when they come to open the borders. I mean, he's still doing a lot of good stuff, and I hope I'm wrong. But kissing his ass ain't going to fix it. You got to get a hold of Trump. You got to get a hold of his family, all of you. And you got to say this is wrong, and you need to come out and admit you were conned and say the vaccine should be investigated and that you were lied to by Fauci. But instead, Fauci said last week, we need you to come out and tell your people to take it. And Trump took the damn bait, and this is a disaster. And I will not lie to the audience. Here he is.
That you received the vaccine, Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if we didn't.
That's enough. So here's the deal. He signed on to it. They gave him a bunch of drugs, made him feel great. He sees a nice doctor and thinks, well, it's a big, evil global corporation. It's the UN, it's Bill Gates. Bypassing all the trials, they tricked you to do it, and now your name signed on to it, and so now you're like, oh, you know, there might be a few problems, but let's move forward. No, he said it's safe. It's not safe. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And so Trump has to pull out of this now. We need to see Trump come out and clarify this very soon, or, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go along with it. I know you're not as well. We should probably open the phones up and do a whole show on this. In fact, regardless, we got a big guest coming up next hour. I've got even more coming up next segment. Let's look at the current countries banning these, the deaths, the convulsions, the evil, and the fact they admit it doesn't protect you and breeds deadly violence. Mainline news admits it creates deadly strains, turns you into COVID-25 factories.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They're a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers. Vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees. not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the next two segments, that key report on the globalist plan for a controlled end of the world in or around the year 2030. Learn what Agenda 2035 is exclusively. And I'm as serious as a heart attack. People figure that out now. People used to hear me say this stuff 25 years ago. It's all come true. I've studied their documents, all their information, fused it together. I have a lot of contacts, a lot of sources, but I'm now above basically any of those sources except for a few of the top globalists. I'm one of the only people outside the top globalist leadership that actually have all the contacts and all the info to see their complete master plan. And again, I'm not bragging. It's true. And I literally cannot tell you more at that point. Okay. But I have briefed world leaders. I have briefed the president. I have briefed the former head of defense intelligence. I have briefed former head of national security. I have briefed all of them, and they agree with me. And that's why seeing Trump go this way is really, really sad. But you cannot put your faith and trust in man, only put it in God. I mean, hell, all this CG video coming out with Biden, who even knows if he's even alive right now? I mean, we are in the Twilight Zone situation right now. Two big issues. Today is the last day to get free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. That means on X2, X3, TurboForce, all of it. Down and out, our new liquid formula, even stronger than Knockout. And Knockout's great. Maybe you don't want something super strong. Knockout's great. It's got eight different formulas to make you sleep good. This is about four times stronger, and it's a different formula. But it's got four times the melatonin just alone in it, okay? So that's 40% off free shipping. The krill oil is the highest grade out there. That's 40% off free shipping. That is going to have to end tomorrow. BrainForce Plus is back in stock. The Great Nootropic, it's 50% off of free shipping. That's our new big sale, so that will extend after tomorrow. But the others will be over tomorrow, InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, you can either pay like $600 for a sat phone and buy your minutes on a card, or you can pay nothing for the sat phone and then get and then buy your minutes each month with a yearly contract. Both deals are the best deals out there. We've chosen to go with this one because Steve Quayle loves it, and it's a great deal. And it's InfoWarsPhone.com. He's just the guy that recommended this. But when the cell towers go down, all the power failure, satellite phones still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone, only $99.95 per month for 150 minutes per month. That's a great deal. No charge for receiving calls. That's key. Everybody can call you on the phone from other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. So they're calling you. It's not geolocating. That's the value right there. Car antennas and home antennas are also available for satellite phones. You don't have to be outdoors when you use it. If not, use it outdoors, and it works anywhere in the world, traveling in your vehicle as well. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national and international emergency. InfoWarsPhone.com. InfoWarsPhone.com or order by phone 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. 941-955-1020. InfoWarsPhone.com. And we will stop right there. If they've already sold like 3,000 phones, they were telling me. That's great because everybody needs to get those, and that funds the operation. And I'm doing this because it's a great deal. And we get $5 per phone that's sold to fund the operation. He said, that's not that much money. Well, it doesn't matter. That's actually a good deal. That's what we're doing. We could do go with other folks and make $50 a phone. We're doing that because it's one of the best deals out there. And they also do some advertising on the website. I'm going to stop right there, InfoWarsPhone.com. And I've got one. I need to hook it up and use it. It's really easy to do, but it's still in the box in my office, so I'm going to get around to that very soon because it's great. Everybody can call the number. It's free for you. It only costs when you call. Understand? It's like beyond a block it pocket or a privacy pocket. Okay, where should I start this segment ahead of this big report? Let's do this. Let's go ahead and just read headlines in the vaccine stack from today. Overhead shot, please. The crew found another article I didn't know of, the New York Times, right when they were launching the COVID attack a year and 3 months ago. It's the end of humanity, and maybe it's for the best. New York Times says, get rid of humans. They're evil. That's their religion. Just remember that when you see this. Former State Department lead investigator says COVID-19 escape from Wuhan lab may have been bioweapons accident. That's what we told you over a year ago with Dr. Boyle joining us next hour. It's not an accident, though. New York official Tracy Edwards says, take the vaccine and do not question what is in it. That's on InfoWars.com. We'll play that with Boyle. Journalist proclaims she would love to die, human sacrifice, from the AstraZeneca vaccine if it helps others. And we found the other two, Moderna and Pfizer mRNAs, are twice as bad as AstraZeneca. They're scapegoating AstraZeneca. I wouldn't take it either, to divert from what they've done. Half of French health workers now, nurses and doctors, refuse the coronavirus vaccine. Listen to the doctors, huh? COVID-19 is just the beginning as communist China plots new killer viruses. Key article on InfoWars.com. New York City judge removes six-year-old from mother because she didn't wear a mask while dropping her off at school. The mother didn't do it. The little girl goes in with the mask, huffing the carbon dioxide, doing whatever she's told. The mother has her child taken with enjoyment. That's your contact tracers coming now. Clinton Foundation runs it with Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. California shut off power to a restaurant for refusing to comply with shutdown. So they are using generators to stay open anyways. Thousands of small businesses, tens of thousands told you're not essential, but all the big companies are essential, doubling profits. That's criminal racketeering. Young Florida man reaches out for help after his parents were taken away by the FBI. Now they're going after the family's farm. Everyone gangs in. And it goes into how they're taking people's farm and all the rest of it. And Antifa targets you. Brussels prepares to introduce vaccine passports to save European tourism industry. They cut it off. They kill it. Then say you've got to have vaccination to travel. But then say, actually, it isn't true. Just take the tracker system. Oh, yeah. Big cruise line announces. P&O Cruises says vaccinated customers will still have to wear masks and social distance. And so have all the other globalists. It's all a scripted plan. You give up your rights. You get enslaved. You do what they say. And they go, guess what, slave? I'm altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. Family kicked off flight for not forcing four-year-old autistic son to wear a mask. Autistic children won't wear them, so they already brain damaged him with the vaccine. Now you can't fly. Aww. New York City judge removes six-year-old, already mentioned that, from the mommy. Nevada bill seeks to auto-enroll residents for organ donors. They're auto-enrolling you in all the death, in all the evil. Continuing, Swiss officials blame future fourth wave of COVID on non-vaccinated, but they even admitted NPR it causes your body to be a factory of deadly viruses and causing mass mutations. The vaccine causes you to create deadly viruses, which they'll then claim are some new thing that global warming caused. Top vaccine scientist warns that the world should halt all COVID-19 vaccines immediately or uncontrollable monster will be unleashed. She just repeats what NPR admitted. Why are they admitting it all? Because they want to have plausible deniability. That's why. And here's the Memorial Sloan Kettering cancer, again, found 3 years ago that RNA from viruses is the main cause of cancer, not mutations in DNA. It's the viruses, and they say that mRNA testing will probably cause massive cancer. And guess what? In the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation document right here from 3 years ago, 2018, they admit in Crimson Contagion Drill, they admit that it'll actually destroy your immunity and create deadly viruses. But, oh, the FBI couldn't get involved. They're all just cokehead lawyers. You know, they're all just little pedos or whatever at the top, I guess. So they're like, oh, let the scientists do what they want. Yeah, with Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of it. All right, Agenda 35. You heard about it here first. The controlled end of the world coming up.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Middleweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, is dead. He died from the effects of the vaccine after taking the vaccine, just like Hank Aaron.
Baseball Hall of Famer and former MLB home run king, Hank Aaron is dead at 86. A great guy, thought he was helping folks, took the shot first, saying he wanted to encourage other black folks to take it because he saw the statistics that blacks are double affected by COVID-19. He didn't know that's because of vitamin D3.
If you remember, last year, Bill Gates said on national TV that 80% of people would get bad side effects and that 700,000 people would get sick or die.
Every single thing that you have seen play out in front of your eyes, all of them laid out in their tabletop exercise, which, by the way, fact checkers have said has nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. Just happenstance. This is that wonderful universe of improbabilities where events just co-emerge and then nature conveniently backs itself into our architecture.
countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Dis and misinformation circulating over the internet.
Across the world, misinformation about the virus is being shared online.
A significant demand for N95 masks and gloves are on the rise.
The demand for N95 masks to prevent the deadly airborne virus has surged.
We could eventually have 52 million treatment courses per year, but it will take many months to get there.
We're still many months out from having something that we can really deploy to the public.
And 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
A new poll finds that 49% of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine should an effective one be discovered.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. How would he even know that with unapproved vaccines that they're now testing that are unapproved? Because they tested them secretly in animals years before they rolled out COVID-19. This is a large strategic plan.
There was a UN document. This is common knowledge. And it basically outlined the lockdowns, and they just gave it to each country and allowed each country to tweak it for their own people, to make it more palpable for their people, and to give the impression that it wasn't an international document disseminated to all countries to make it people think that every country made up their own rules. No. The five levels of lockdown were in there. In a place like Ireland, they went level 1 to 5. In a place like Canada, where we like colors, now we got green to gray. It's still five levels of lockdown. All the five levels are identical. They used Australia as the model for the fifth level of lockdown, where you can't leave your house, you can't go can't literally do anything. And that's what they really want to do here. Well, I heard about the mandatory quarantine hotels, and I knew right away it's a complete violation of our rights. And the only reason they're doing it is because they want to convince you to accept the vaccine passport. And I want to stress that. Everything that they're doing, closing your business, closing your gym, forcing you to wear a mask, all the stuff they're doing is to try to convince you that it's a good idea for you to go along with this idea of a vaccine passport so they can vaccinate you multiple times a year, every year, and then use that as an excuse to prevent you from travel, work, congregating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, they already have it in place in Israel, and they've already made it quite clear that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be relegated to small shops and grocery stores, and you're basically shunned from the rest of society. And that's what they want. They want a complete medical tyranny on you.
So there was an obstetrician gynecologist in Miami who received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine on December 18th. And shortly after receiving the vaccine, he reportedly developed acute immune thrombocytopenia. He died 16 days after getting the vaccine.
Well, there's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, they report that this person is in stable condition, but the person had been hospitalized after this allergic event.
Jean Marie Nacer is a nurse in Boca Raton who says she is not getting a vaccine for COVID.
I've looked at the science. I've studied what they have put forth in their studies and their warnings, their precautions, and the side effects, and I am not comfortable to say that this is something that would be safe for myself.
She says she found the information provided by Pfizer and available on the FDA's website.
Not only that it's being rushed, they flat out admit that they didn't do the full study. They haven't provided that information, and that they say they'll follow up for 24 months.
AstraZeneca's European nightmare worsening is Ireland, Netherlands' latest to ban jabs, along with Italy and others. This is all AP, zero heads. Look, top of drudge. Germany, France, Italy halt COVID vax over blood clot fears. Shot ban in 17 nations. Yeah, click on that. Wow, is Matt Drudge back?
Now, it's easy to cover up the massive deaths in nursing homes and the massive deaths at nun convents and the massive deaths taking place inside hospitals from the vaccine. But all the famous people dying from it, they're having a real problem. And if you remember when Hank Aaron died after taking the second shot of the Pfizer shot, the media said, oh, we talked to the medical examiner. They did an autopsy. He didn't die of the COVID-19 vaccine. The family came out and told Robert Kennedy Jr. that they didn't do an autopsy and that he died after the second shot.
InfoWar.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Office, and I know you as the listeners are focused. That's fine. I appreciate that. And you heard me say we're going to air this 2035 report when we come back. And I just went off and had lunch, was getting ready for the report to come on, and I saw something else come on while I was eating lunch. I was like, holy hell, what's that? And so I ran back in there, and they're like, oh, we didn't know you wanted to air this report. So that was not a tactic to say, coming back 2035. And so you, the whole show, I'm like saying, it's coming up. That wasn't a tactic to then, you know, leave you there in the lurch with what we just aired. It's great. Everything I do, I shoot in writing from now on. I should have a little computer that puts a printout. Well, the military does that. And then it's like a bzzz. And then I can just, because crew's great. Maybe I should just quit. Seriously, I'm thinking about, I've kind of done my mission, haven't I? Maybe I should just walk out of here and they do a better job and never see me again. Because I could either cancel Dr. Francis Boyle coming on to talk about how this is a massive crime against humanity, a biological weapons attack on humanity, and the master plan and what they're planning and what they're doing. And I had him for an hour, but I also said I'm going to air this report. Because I came in this morning and I said, you got till 12:30 to get this report ready and add graphics to it because we're going to air this. And I said, here's the articles I want at 12:30 to put over this thing we're going to air. And then I promoted it. And I'm not even bitching. I'm trying to understand why I'm the worst communicator. Worst. God damn, you fucking suck. Get your ass together, Jones. Do a better job. Get your ass together now. I'm serious. I suck. Can't get shit done. They're freaking killing everybody. Everybody's in a trance. All right, let's go to rebroadcast for a while. We'll see if I get Boyle on. I'm serious, man. I'm 2 inches, folks, from walking out here forever. Can't do this anymore, man. We're in a damn war. They're murdering everybody. It's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. Here, let's hear Governor Newsom. Let's hear Trump one more time tell us how great the vaccines are. But first, let's play the 5-minute clip Clip three. Alex Jones speaks to us at Bilderberg 2013. Remember, oh, did it even exist? Oh, is there even a secret group? Yeah, they're a secret group, and they want your ass dead. Here it is.
Well, it's important to be here protesting this group because whilst we may not really be able to stop the agenda that they've got planned for the next 100 years, I think it is important to let them know that we know what they're about.
In my opinion, it's a whole conflict of interest thing. I mean, you've got George Osborne and Ed Balls up there. They work for opposite parties. Why are they discussing agendas, including financial agendas, behind closed doors in complete privacy? I see it as a conflict of interest, not just for the UK, but for the world. And you can't discuss matters like Africa without having African representatives of African countries here to talk about it with them. I see that as nefarious. Why, who are they to make those decisions?
There are powerful corporate groups above government manipulating things. They're the ones that set up the EU. A lot of their minutes have leaked. Documents have been stolen. They've confirmed they're real. WikiLeaks. They set a lot of policies. They steer much of our world. And the people that are attendees, they steer other organizations that manage other areas.
Well, I've been listening to Alex Jones on Infowars.com quite a lot. And I know that they are basically a shadow government and they're trying to rule the world. And I just don't agree with it.
I think it's an undemocratic meeting, a conference, where decisions are made and the people are not involved. And I'm mainly here to raise awareness, and I hope the German press will also lift the veil and start reporting on it.
I talked to five different national media outlets who are already doing profiles on me, and several of them asked to come here and were told they couldn't. And one of them told me off record, oh, you're right. Wow, I'm blown away. They said, don't even mention that. It's finally been in the Huffington Post. It's finally been in CNBC covered it.
Now the mainstream press seems to be coming out and talking about them. Seems some sort of a tipping point's been reached. So I just thought, if you've got that much secrecy, that much power, that much money, must be something going on.
If you look at the Queen in this country, if you look at her as a head of state, these people are ahead of a world or global situation. So they're way above her. And that's quite a frightening concept, where you have a small handful of people controlling the entire world.
I mean, if you get the Bilderberg nod, like Bill Clinton did in 1991, little-known governor, you're going right to the top. If you get the Bilderberg nod like Tony Blair did 2 years before he became prime minister, they plan things 2, 3, 4 years out on the schemes and the programs. And always, right after Bilderberg, you then see their talking points being regurgitated at G8, G20, being pushed by the media outlets they own and control.
Well, I'd say to people who dismiss it as just a bunch of conspiracy theory that really, why are you saying that? Have you looked into it? If you've looked into it properly, you're not going to be of the opinion that it's just conspiracy theory.
Every time I try to talk to people, they glaze over and they call me a conspiracy theorist. Those people are sheeple. They just go along to get along.
Well, those people unfortunately still have their head in the sand. They're driven by the system. They're controlled by the system, and they'll die by the system.
Ask those questions. We're in the middle of the libel scandal at the moment. We've got the lobbying scandal at the same time, and you've got George Osborne and Ed Balls there behind closed doors. Ask the question, what are they doing there? Is the public's right to know? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's on record that they're there. They're on the list of attendees. We want to know what they're talking about.
I know that you received the vaccine. Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock, and what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened in many, many years from now, if I didn't get involved, and if we did get involved.
Yeah, tell me more about that. I remember you were talking about, when you were in office, you were talking about the meeting that you held with the major pharmaceutical company heads, and you were garnering all of their support to work together to ensure that a vaccine was on the market as soon as possible. And you said that one issue that you were trying to do was to alleviate any bureaucracies within the FDA. How was it that you were able to encourage a vaccine on the market within 9 months? That was quite extraordinary.
Well, I wouldn't say the FDA loves me, but I pushed them very, very hard, harder than they've ever been pushed. And a number of the people in the FDA admitted that, and at the end they were very happy. But they did not like me. In fact, they wanted to announce it sometime after the election because they just didn't. I think most people knew we pretty much had the vaccine before.
And yes, that was a real freak out on air earlier. Because it's normal when world government is coming in and setting up global passports and basically forced inoculations and doing it to newborn homeless babies. And I'm not mad at the crew. I wasn't clear about airing that report, I guess, to them. And I wanted Boyle for a whole hour, but I will air that report because it only fits in the fourth of this segment. And then you've got John Rappaport coming on, and that'll be really memed earlier, me slapping myself in the face. But I am mad at myself. I wish I did a better job. I wish I didn't get mad. Here's the deal. Horrible things could happen to me, and I have no temper about it. But then it's little stupid stuff. I think they call that PTSD. But then they take your guns away if you have that. I'm sure I don't have it. But then I get really pissed over stupid stuff. And I love the crew. Then I feel bad when I'm yelling at them. And they're worried I'm going to have a heart attack. But I mean, look, it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just here to tell you it's all real. It's all real. I know why you don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it either. But it's just going to get worse and worse from here on out. I wish it wasn't true. I wish none of this was true. And I know why people are going to go along with it. They're not going to believe it so bad. They're not going to want to do anything. We got Dr. Francis Boyle, who took off from his classes. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and then wrote most of the U.N. law. He's going to come up and join us here. And I am having a nervous breakdown. I can't handle this level of Nazi-level secret experimentation now going public, and no one is even doing anything about it. And now these vaccines don't protect you, and they're killing all these people, and it's all admitted. And I'm going crazy. But at least I care. At least I care. Okay? But I got to tell you, I may have to take a month off or something because this is starting to get to me, man. I know that's their plan. They just want to make us all go crazy. We'll be right back. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Going to air this report in the last 30 minutes, the last hour, but we had a snafu, so we didn't get to it. And so what I'm going to do is take segment 2 and 3 from Rappaport, who's a great guy as well, and I'm going to air it then because I don't want to cut in on Dr. Francis Boyle. I want to have him for most of the hour. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm not going to go to him. People ask, why do you have this first 5 minutes? Because some stations don't want to carry news. They want 5 minutes to be talking, so we do what they want. I don't know how you mentally, because I'm never a wimpy guy that says I need counseling or whatever I need. But, I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm reading 25 countries banning one vaccine, India banning the mRNA vaccine from Pfizer, mass death, people I know have lost loved ones that took it, Hank Aaron, Marvin Hagler dying. I've got all these mainline articles admitting it doesn't protect you. Fauci admits it doesn't protect you. And then they admit it's going to cause a mutation factory of deadly viruses. And I mean, this is like Armageddon or something is unfolding. And I don't know what to say or what to do, but here's the report I shot this morning. It's on band.video. If we don't get to it today, let's put it up on screen. It's Agenda 2035, the post-human world, controlled planetary collapse. And that's what they call it, a post-human world, controlled planetary collapse, to, quote, save the Earth. This is the most fantastical craziness. What's that, 10,000 views? My goodness, it just went live 5 minutes ago. And we're going to post it on Infowars.com. That's just me talking about it. And all of the admissions of this. So I'm going to say this. Nobody's up to this pay grade. Nobody can handle this. And I know you can't handle it. And I almost feel bad saying all this stuff. But let me tell you something. We had Dr. Francis Boyle on in February and in March and in April and in May and in June and July and in August and September. And in October and November and December, we had him on every month, the last 10 months of the year, last year. And he's on the same page as us. He sent me a bunch of articles and transcripts of everything he said now being confirmed. But you all remember, the thing is, he knows what they're up to. And that's what's even more horrifying about all this. This is Nazi technology, as he puts it. This is Joseph Mengele. By orders of magnitude, not an order, orders of magnitude. Joseph Mengele was tested on thousands of people. This is billions of people. And again, in the fine print, they say doesn't protect you, may hurt you. But then Trump comes out and says, oh, it's safe, take it along, because Fauci told him to. So part of the reason I flipped out today is I bet everything on Trump. And I don't think he's perfect. And I knew he didn't have all the answers, but seeing him in hindsight now endorse this, it's one thing to endorse it when they lied to him and said it was safe. Now they know it's dangerous and bad, and he's doubling down to cover his ass. That is the wrong move in my view, and probably precipitated my flipping out last segment. So we're going to go to all of that coming up, because all I've got is my integrity. And I, with provisos, supported Trump, did not back these experimental vaccines. But now I am just beside myself here trying to control myself. So I'm going to be very happy that Dr. Boyle's coming on so I can kind of let him take over a little bit. Because when I'm reading all the admitted literature and the former heads of Pfizer and former heads of major companies saying this is deadly, this is experimentation, this is insane, this won't help you, why are they doing this? Well, I know why. They're creating a global crisis, and then out of all the new illnesses, they're going to say that's new strains of COVID, which your body then produces. I've got all the literature here. But Dr. Boyle's also joining us, and I'm glad he raised this, because I was going to ask him this. Didn't get it to him. He sent it to me. He says, as a lawyer, as the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, and a big contributor to the U.N. law, I can tell folks how this is a violation of their rights and what to say when they say you got to have it to get on a bus or have a job or get on a train or an airplane. And so this is big. This is an important interview coming up on the other side of this 60-second break with Dr. Francis Boyle, a professor, lawyer, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. And I'm Alex Jones, just a wild Texan who's done his research, doesn't want to be a slave, and I'm fighting for humanity. We'll be right back on the other side.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. Global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right. We really appreciate him taking time off from his busy class schedule. Dr. Francis Boyle is a renowned lawyer, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, major contributor to the U.N. World Law. Also, he prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic and others in The Hague for war crimes. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's an author, a researcher, went through the same Ph.D. at Harvard that Henry Kissinger and like one select person goes through a year when they're being tutored or given tutelage for the New World Order. And he came out and pointed out this was a biological weapon program out of the Chinese, Wuhan, with Bill Gates, with others. Fauci probably leaked. A high-level State Department official has now come out and said that that's the information they have just yesterday. And so he predicted basically everything we're seeing. Now we've got even NPR coming out, but I've got mainline scientists saying that what these vaccines do, whether it's the viral vector delivery system of AstraZeneca, or it's the mRNA of Pfizer and Moderna, is turn your cell into an engine of viruses, and that it also will cause autoimmune disorders. It'll cause cytokine storms, and now we're seeing that massive death unfolding, and we're seeing way more deaths from Pfizer and from Moderna than even AstraZeneca. I'm not defending AstraZeneca. I'm just saying they seem to be scapegoating that, at least for now. And so he's deep in the literature. He studies it constantly. The drills that Bill and Melinda Gates had of this exact scenario, Crimson Contagion, a year before Event 201, daring it to cover up what they were doing. That's why I think it was purposeful. He postulated, you know, that at least it was leaked. And top scientists scanned it and said it was manufactured. And so this is a jigsaw puzzle here. Of insanity, a global takeover, just absolutely out of control. But also, he's a constitutional lawyer, and he can speak to them saying, you've got to have this vaccine to travel. Because they're saying, oh, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to cause the plague to spread. But they admit, oh, actually, if you're vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask, still got to social distance, doesn't protect you. Well, Boyle said that a year ago. He said, any vaccine cannot be for this. This is based on a common cold. That's why they never had one. Well, now they admit that. So now they're saying dozens of vaccines. It was five vaccines 6 months ago. Now it's dozens to leave your house. So this is just madness on a scale never before dreamed of. So, Dr. Boyle, if you could recap where we are, what you predicted accurately so far, and how people also have a notice to the system of their rights via the Geneva Convention and Nuremberg Code and more not to go under experimental vaccination. Now they're going after newborn babies, pregnant women. I mean, this is just the greatest exercise of evil I've ever imagined in my lifetime. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Boyle.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Alex, and my best to your viewing audience again. And yes, we're in a terrible situation now. Before we go on, I did want to respond to your viewers and thank them. I hear from large numbers of them. They're always very polite, courteous, and I do the best I can to give them my advice. But one of the things your viewers asked me for, several, was something that they can use in their personal lives to resist these Franken-shots, because there's no other word for them. Vaccines, that's baloney, that's propaganda. So what I did was sat down and I drafted a notice. I sent you the notice, very short, very brief notice, and you have my permission to circulate that notice on your webpage or your email or whatever, just saying, you know, I hereby assert my rights under the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation to refuse to take this vaccine, which I tried to just be neutral there, or to administer it to anyone else. And then to get their attention, I put in the United States government prosecuted, convicted, and executed Nazi doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code of Medical Experimentation. I figured that would be enough to get everyone's notice. And there might be a pause here before you are either forced to take this vaccine or, if you're a healthcare worker, to administer it. And then,
sir, just interrupt quickly because you raised this. Should I take your phone numbers out of here? I mean, that's gracious of you as a lawyer to do this, but if we post this, you're going to get 5,000 phone calls.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's fine. I don't care because, you know, generally I prefer being responded to by email. It's easier for me to do than phone calls, but I
believe it's very gracious of you, sir. Well, then, okay, we will post this in the live show feed article today, and people should circulate this and share it, and other lawyers should pick it up as a notice. We should spend some time explaining the Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, because this is literally what this is. Please continue.
Right, and then accompanying the notice is an interview I gave for about 20 minutes explaining it line by line. So I would recommend that you post both the notice and the accompanying interview.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It. We will post that right now.
That would save me a lot of time because I don't have to review all this with everyone who gets in touch with me. But I did make this expressly at the request of your viewing audience. It's now in circulation. I've been told it's in widespread circulation with U.S. military forces. It's in circulation there with healthcare workers, African Americans, and others. So you can fight back originally. And it seems to me if you show my notice at the beginning saying that the United States government prosecuted and executed German doctors for violating the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, everyone's going to say, whoa, wait a second. But it's true. And that's what happened. And that is why I drafted it very short, very sweet, and leave it that way. Now, putting that aside, if that'll cause, I think, people to think first before forcing you to do anything. And we'll give you some time, if necessary, if they go ahead and say, well, sorry, you know, you got to do this anyway. Hopefully you'll have time to get a hold, contact a lawyer near where you live. I'm not licensed to I'm only licensed to practice law in one state of the union. So I can't represent people all over the country, but I can work with your attorneys. And what you would have to do with your attorney is first show him or her, the attorney, my notice and the accompanying interview. And then the additional materials I just sent to Alex, he has my permission to put them on the webpage and circulate them. Have the attorney look at these materials, and then the attorney will have to research the state law and the state constitution in which you live. Because, for example, some states have expressly incorporated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, like California. And I, you know, again, I'm not authorized to represent anyone except one state. So I have to work with a local lawyer.
I understand. We've got to go to break. I want to come back. You're gracious to do this. You're fighting hard. I want to get into the latest, the unfolding massive medical experimentation, the deaths, what their plan is, why you think they're this crazed to carry something out like this. And then the big picture, for those that aren't an international top bioweapons lawyer, you're the top guy, admittedly, out of two or three people, why they would violate the Nuremberg Code and Geneva Convention. This is well-known international law, the most known probably, the most famous, and this is 101 a violation. Like if I walked up to an innocent woman and shot her in the head at the grocery store in front of 100 people, I'm going to go to death row. I mean, this is like burning down a church with gasoline on the news. It's illegal. This is totally out of control. No debate. Then what in the hell is Bill Gates doing? And why aren't we stopping him? We'll be right back with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay there.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Medical tyranny in the last 150 years has really been the main mode. We saw the Soviet Union, we saw Nazi Germany, Communist China, those things that are just off the chart today. Animal-human cloning, you name it. Look what we've got going on with the Wuhan lab, with a major State Department expert on bioweapons coming out saying they believe it came out of Wuhan. Well, that's something Dr. Boyle said here over a year ago. Dr. Francis Boyle, again, lawyer, professor, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. This is a 9-minute segment, longer segments coming up. But before we get into the latest developments of the vaccines and what's happening and all of this and the deaths and the countries banning them and the big tech censoring anybody that criticizes it or covers, you know, people dying from it, just pulling back, because as a professor, you like to cover what you can prove and as a lawyer. But Dr. Boyle, why would Gates and the UN and all of them launch all this and do all this? And why would Big Pharma endanger themselves? Even if they have liability protection, now there's criminal investigations in California and Italy, because that's outside of civil protection and immunity. If people know what it's going to do, you're the lawyer, but it's criminal, correct? Why did Merck pull out of the whole vaccine program and say 2 months ago, you can't create a vaccine for this, just as you said a year ago? So why did Merck pull out? What do they know that others don't know? This just seems like such a reckless, insane gamble by Bill Gates and Fauci and the whole medical industrial complex?
Well, actually, it goes back to what I said before, that we are seeing a Nazi mentality at work here. You see it in today's New York Times, where they're going to be testing these Frankenshots out on children. It's reminiscent of what Dr. Mengele did at Auschwitz with the children there and his experiments there. It's directly on point. What more can I say? The Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation requires animal experimentation first. They are not doing that. They are experimenting on human beings first. That's what we have to understand here. They are treating us and now children and now pregnant women as their guinea pigs. It's that simple. And yes, violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation is a violation of international criminal law today as we speak. And again, I drafted this notice for common, ordinary, everyday people to use. I'm happy to work when you get a lawyer. I'm happy to consult with your lawyer. And it's been drafted in a way that it can be used all over the world. Anyone who wants to use it can use it. For that reason. But I explained that.
Sure, my question is, why are they going for broke now? You're absolutely right. You predicted it all. Well, tell us what comes next then. These people are insane.
Well, you could say the Nazis were insane, but, to get that PhD at Harvard, I had to study all about Nazi Germany. And, these are, human beings. They were evil. And that's pretty much what we are dealing with today. The COVID, we have to understand right at the beginning, if you read anything at all about this going on in the news media, no one will admit that what we are dealing with here is an existentially dangerous, offensive, biological warfare agent that has been DNA genetically engineered to have gain-of-function properties, making it more lethal, more infectious. It has HIV DNA genetically engineered into that, and it has been aerosolized by means of nanotechnology, and that all came out of the Wuhan BSL-4 in cooperation with the University of North Carolina BSL-3. And no one admits that. No one wants to deal with that. No one has come to grips with that. Now they're coming up with this cover story. Oh, well, it might have been vaccines that they were trying to make there in the Wuhan BSL-4. That's baloney. The Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. It's that simple. That's why they made it. They figured the Americans have a Fort Detrick. So, fine, we're going to have a Fort Detrick. So that's what they do at these labs, is research, development, test, hideous, every type of hideous Nazi biological warfare weapon you can possibly
imagine. Sure, well, you've been dead on for the 20 years I've been interviewing you, at least about 19 to 20 years. But how the hell did you guess all this exactly as it unfolded? I guess just deep research? I guess that's what you do.
That's correct, Alice. In 1983, the Council for Genetics was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was a lot of friends of mine from Harvard and MIT, some of the and other biologists and some of the top biologists in the world and the most ethical. And they asked me to get involved in their anti-biological warfare work. So that's how long I've been dealing with these issues, and that is how long I've been opposing these Nazi death scientists like Fauci. Fauci was put in there right around 1984, 1985 by the Reagan administration under the influence of their neoconservatives who support offensive biological warfare weapons.
So he really is the prime mover from what I've seen day one, right around the time you got up to speed on this. He is inserted by these people. And it seems like he just appears everywhere that the bad stuff is happening.
He's their front man and their organizer. Right. Reagan and the neocons put him in charge of this because the neocons are in favor of biological warfare. And at the beginning of the Reagan administration, under the influence of the neoconservatives, I'm not saying, you know, President Reagan really knew what was going on. Okay. But under the influence of the neoconservatives. That's true.
A horrible thing Reagan did was giving liability protection. Let's just, yeah, it was a horrible thing.
Right. But under the influence of the neoconservatives, they began to abuse DNA genetic engineering to research, develop, and manufacture and stockpile biological weapons. And that's what I got involved in.
And you explained their cover for bioweapons to get around the treaties is they call it a treatment, but then they have to engineer every possible thing under the sun. So they're actually making bioweapons in the name of finding treatments for things that didn't exist till they made them.
That's correct. And that's what a lot of this emerging infectious diseases is all about. If you read about, well, someone's an expert on emerging infectious diseases, right? They've emerged out of that person's biological warfare weapons lab, right? That's probably what
well, that's
happened.
The classic thing. They produce it, and they become the hero that fights it.
That's correct. And they also make money off of it, too. And look at the enormous sums of money at stake here with pharma and Fauci. Fauci's got patents on all these biowarfare agencies held up there. Right.
Well, absolutely. Right. How can he be the spokesman globally for all this or Bill Gates when they're heavily invested in all of it? This is literally them having controlled bioweapon releases that then they get rich and get all the power off of. Incredible. Stay right there, Dr. Francis Boyle. Two more segments. I want to drill into the vaccines, what they're doing, and how they're trying to suppress the death and disease coming from it. And if they were just going to make money off a vaccine, why do they make it a placebo? Why is it so deadly? Well, I guess they're going to make money off of that or say it's a new bioweapon when people get sick off the vaccine. There's something big hiding here. We're going to figure it out straight ahead.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. It is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Francis Boyle's our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to take a little bit of the next hour when John Rappaport's coming up because I want to get to that special report that I promised we would. But listen, guys, I didn't get a PhD at Harvard like he did on globalism, but I did really get into studying world history because I was into comic books. And I was an avid reader by about six. And by about 9 or 10, I started reading history books. By the time I was about 15, I was reading, you know, stuff that people were reading at college. And it was so interesting. And then I started seeing parallels in our world to it, so I got into talk radio. Well, there's not parallels here. In the early 1940s, the Nazis did the exact same type of stuff, but at a lower tech level that's happening now. That's what Dr. Boyle's saying. He's prosecuted people for these war crimes successfully. So it's not like we just got some random professor, some random lawyer, some random guy with a doctorate on. He's laying it out. He predicted a year ago what's happening now, and it's not about, oh, isn't he great? He was wrong. I'll guarantee you. We can ask him. But what is Bill Gates? What is Moderna? What is Pfizer? What is AstraZeneca? What is Johnson & Johnson's thinking when I know a bunch of people who've had their family die if they took it or had convulsions and almost died, when lawyers that I know are having people wanting to sue, when a bunch of the crew has family that's taken these vaccines and couldn't get out of bed for a week, and then they admit, does it protect you? Well, every other vaccine at least had some partial protection. Why suddenly have they said you still got to wear a mask? You still can't go out. We're still going to bring it because it's about control. And so why would they roll something out like this, lock everything down? Well, China made more billionaires than all countries combined last year. All the big tech companies got double or more of their wealth in the last year. So I know Dr. Boyle says, well, probably accidental out of the lab. But we know it came out of the lab. Well, I see it as on purpose. They're in trouble. This is happening. Globalism's in trouble. It gets released. The media covers it up. They censor their opposition. And then they roll out a depopulation operation. But regardless, we're here. So, Dr. Boyle, I could ask a lot of questions. But instead, the time we have in this segment, the next, get into whatever you want to talk about. The vaccines, the numbers coming out. Again, even the New York Times admits, okay, NPR admits, yeah, these vaccines are probably going to lower your immunity to other natural things, and I'll show you a document after that. And, yeah, it'll probably turn you into a factory of new deadly strains. I mean, here's NPR. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. And then I've got this big top scientist, he's one of the top guys in the world, Grit von Bosch, says, top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately, or uncontrolled monster will be unleashed. And that's what they're all talking like. This is a pro-vaccine guy, by the way. They're not normally talking like this, Dr. Boyle. Let me show you one more piece of evidence. This is out of the Center for Strategic International Studies with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, November 2019. And this is their whole program, Ending the Cycle of Crisis and Complacency in the U.S. Global Health Security. It's part of the Crimson Contagion operation, predicting it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the main funders. I'll show you a shot right there for TV viewers, guys. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it says right here on page 17, advances in biotechnology may foster the development of these new vaccines and therapeutics, but they also pose an additional risk. As scientists develop and apply new biotechnologies, they may increase the transmissibility and pathogenicity of naturally occurring microbes. With these changes come greater biosafety and biosecurity concerns and the rising possibility of accidental or intentional exposure of people, animals, or environment to dangerous and novel microbes, what you're saying they make, and even the initiation of a global pandemic. Then it goes on to say even more. I read this, sir. They're admitting it all before they did it. You're an expert on them. Why the hell are they bragging about what they were planning?
Well, Alex, first let me give you an idea of what we are facing. I agree with you. We're fighting World War III here, and now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19, and I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go, clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. And then the second front of World War III we're fighting are these Frankenshots. It's sort of like World War II, starting with the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor, and then Hitler declared war on us, and we're fighting a two-front war. Humanity is fighting the two-front war. Now, let me give you an estimate here of what a catastrophe these Frankenshots could be. I came to the pro bono defense of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give Frankenshots for biological warfare weapons in the run-up to Gulf War I because they violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And I helped defend her pro bono starting in February 1991. I went down three times to Fort Leonard Wood for her court-martial. We had a big press conference down there, satellite dish, and I accused President Bush Sr., Cheney, Secretary of Defense, Schwarzkopf, and Colin Powell, inflicting a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. That went out nationwide, even to the White House, where they heard it and they were quite upset. Later, Senator Rockefeller held hearings, and at the end of the hearings, he said the same thing. These violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. That's the same for these Frankenshots.
And to your credit, you helped get it stopped. So the good news is we've stopped this before, we can do it again.
Right. But the bottom line is, within about 2 years, I realized we had a humanitarian catastrophe on our hands. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Frankenshots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Okay? So you can extrapolate from there, Alex. What is going to happen here? Just extrapolate. When they're going to give these Frankenshots to everyone, you take the figures I just gave you, 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 killed, and 100,000 disabled, healthy young men and women in our armed forces. This is going to be a catastrophe.
So let's extrapolate. They want to vaccinate everybody on Earth. Let's say they only get 6 billion, not 7.5 billion the next year. If we use comparable numbers, Doctor, we got 11,000 out of 500,000 dead. They admit that number. Then what is a comparable average out of that?
I'm not even going to bother. What I am saying, Alex, this is the floor, not the ceiling, of what we are facing, because these Frankenshots are even more dangerous than the two that Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn opposed. So the sky's the limit. I've given you the floor. I guess you can have your numbers people figure all that out. Just try to figure out.
So you're giving us a floor, not a ceiling. We're talking about the greatest genocide in history.
Well, I think, yeah, as I said, humanity's fighting a two-front war here against COVID-19. First, the offensive biological warfare weapon, existentially dangerous, predictably coming out of that Wuhan Fort Detrick that China covered up and could have contained immediately if they hopped to it, and they refused to do that. And now against the Frankenshots, right. So we're in a two-front World War III here. There's no doubt in my mind about it, and thank you for letting me come on here and describe it. I'm not trying to shock anyone or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you the truth as I see it, having worked on these matters professionally since 1983.
Well, absolutely. Do one more segment with us and talk more about what you think we can do, more about waivers, more about how to say no, more about what governors, Congress could do. Because, again, you're the guy that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. You're the guy that got them to stop the anthrax shots and others. I mean, you've been there every step of the way. That's why we're so honored to have Dr. Francis Boyle. We'll tell you about, never asked me to do this, but some of his books and things, as well as some of his interesting bio when we come back. But this is just unbelievable. And I know what they're going to do. I've read the literature. And so I'll give you my speculation on the other side. They got this figured out. This is cooked up. They're definitely using the crisis. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you, who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment with Dr. Francis Boyle, author of U.S. Biological Weapons Law, one of the head Nuremberg lawyers in war crimes, global expert, contributed to world law massively. So you couldn't get a better expert on it. It's just true. He doesn't do any really a lot of other interviews. He's an author. He's a researcher. Just Google Francis Boyle, Francis A. Boyle, and you'll find out more. His latest book is Poems Against the Empire. He's written books on bioweapons, bioweapons law, exposed that the anthrax attacks were an inside job. It just goes on and on. I've been interviewing him again since right after 9/11. He began to came on the broadcast and expose the deep state's involvement. But pulling back here, the reason I'm really concerned is the recklessness of this. And I'll go back to this. Merck pulls out 2 months ago and says, you can't make a vaccine for this. And actually, this will create viruses. Exactly what Boyle and others said. Now it's mainstream news. 25 countries in Europe have pulled out. Over 100 worldwide have pulled out of different vaccines. India pulled out of the Merck, the Pfizer vaccine, which was causing death. But still, our media goes ahead, and Trump says there's no problem. It's totally safe, take it on Fox Business. And it's one thing if Trump got bamboozled into it early on to reopen the economy. But now there's all this death and all these problems. This is a deal breaker for me with Trump. And I know he's not president now, but Fauci says we need Trump to come out and say take the shot. And then like a lap dog, you snap your fingers and the dog gets, on its hind legs begging for a treat. Trump does it. I don't want to get into a Trump bashing fest here. It's just this is very worrying to me. So 2 points, doctor. Why do you think a good sign countries are pulling out? Good sign Merck pulled out. What do you think's going on there? But then why would the other companies double down? And then what do you think about Trump endorsing this Franken poison?
Yes, they're doubling down, I think, because they realize people are fighting back, Alex. And that's why I'm being here on your show. And I've been on your show since last February to fight back, to inform people what is actually going on here behind the scenes, because we all know our media lies to us. I mean, this is worse than the old Soviet Union. I've been over there. I lectured. And the people in the Soviet Union knew their media were lying to them, where unfortunately so few people here in America are aware that I learned that years ago during the Vietnam War when all the news media supported the Vietnam War. As for Trump, look, I'm not going to talk about Trump. Let's talk about Biden. I've been up against Biden twice, personally and directly, in his capacity of chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on existential human rights matters concerning my own people, the Irish, this being St. Patrick's Day. And Biden sold us out twice to the British. The first time I beat Biden out, and the second time I stopped him and fought him to a draw. I am telling you now, Biden is going on this national tour. He has this new campaign. You can't believe one thing Biden is telling you. As for his chief of staff, Ron Klain, he was behind me at Harvard Law School. Ron Klain was Obama's Ebola czar, also behind me, Obama.
And let's slow down. That's key. The man you mentioned, they say, really runs the White House.
I think that's correct. I think that you've got a triumvirate of Harris, Klain, Jake Sullivan doing foreign affairs, and they consult behind the scenes with Pelosi and Schumer. Right. I'm afraid with Biden, we're sort of like we were with the second Trump administration. Everyone knows Trump had Alzheimer's. Sorry, that Reagan administration. Reagan had Alzheimer's in the second term.
So it's a true anyway, puppet administration.
Well, the truth is that Klain covered up the Ebola catastrophe for Obama. You can read my writings I've sent to you. that Ebola catastrophe came out of the U.S. government's Kenema BSL-4. They were testing out Big Pharma, an experimental Ebola vaccine that gave everyone Ebola and killed 12,000 black West Africans. And Klain covered it all up for Obama. And then second, worst of all, Obama ordered 2,500 members of U.S. Armed Forces right over there into Liberia, right in the hot spot where they could have been contaminated by Ebola as a propaganda stunt. Now, fortunately, from what I have read, no U.S. troops were contaminated over there in Ebola, but they were deliberately exposed. I mentioned you before, I was consulted on this by the late Congressman Walter Jones, who they were all his constituents.
Well, that's right. You learned about it while it was happening. It turned out it was, you were accurate again, from whatever sources you have, that they remember they were trying to bring Ebola patients back to Texas and Georgia. What the hell was that about?
Right. Well, it's very dangerous. What could I say? But I discussed this at great length with Congressman Jones, and he to try to stop U.S. troops from being sent over there to the hot zone at the request of Obama and Klain, the order of Obama and Klain. And unfortunately, someone threatened Congressman Jones. It must have been a very powerful person, because Congressman Jones, as you know, was a senior Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, and Jones would no longer work with me. And I'm not criticizing Jones, but you know, he's no longer with us. I think it was a very courageous.
Absolutely. In closing, I know you don't want to bash Trump just to bash Trump. He's out of office now, but I agree. It's all a doubling down. Everyone that's now signed on to this, who wasn't originally a party to the evil, they now make themselves a party to evil, trying to cover it up. They need to come clean.
That's right. And the people like Fauci, who developed these Nazi biological warfare weapons, are now advising Biden and Klain on the Frankenshots, that now we have to take their Frankenshots as well. And Biden is going on the national tour. Harris is on the tour. Her husband's on the tour, trying to encourage everyone to take the Frankenshots. This is what we're facing, Ellis. You know, in closing, let me say this. I kid you not, we are facing a two-front war now, World War III on COVID-19. First, COVID-19 itself, and these Frankenshots. Under these circumstances, I would just encourage everyone to search your conscience and ask yourself, what can I do? I have talents here that I can use, that I can put to work to try to stop this and fight back on behalf of humanity. And yes, we're seeing people fighting back now against this. That's one of the reasons I appeared on your show originally last
Absolutely. And if people go to Infowars.com, they can see the live show feed today with the title of the show, World Exclusive, Globalist Plan Control, the End of the World. And by that, I mean the collapse of civilization. Watch live. If you scroll down, we have your waiver that you've written graciously with your information on that page for everybody, with the legal information and your email right there. If it's not there, it will be added, but I do believe there it is. Absolutely. So there it is. Great job, crew. Getting that up from Dr. Francis A. Boyle. And they were nice and pulled out your name and stuff, not wanting to get you flooded. But no, it's important to have the legal notice, guys. So add his name and email back to that. And so thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We will talk to you again as soon as you can. I know you got full classes and the rest of it, but this is a global crisis. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. And I cannot underestimate the catastrophe that faces humanity today. It's just like after Pearl Harbor or something. We all have to volunteer here.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Yeah, folks, I can handle a lot of stuff. I have nerves of steel, okay? And I'm starting to crack up, okay? I mean, this is damn pure poison. Doesn't help anybody. It's pure evil. And I read about them giving it to newborn babies. I mean, I'm having a lot of problems. Next hour is coming up. I never got to our big report, Agenda 2035, defined. We're going to air part of it. It's on Band.Video. I'm going to air it on the show tomorrow, because a lot of folks won't go to Band.Video. and millions listening to the show that this is their plan, their operation, a controlled collapse of the world as we know it. That's at band.video. It's also linked at the top of Infowars.com, the Agenda 2035 plan for the controlled collapse of the world system. It just could not be more vital. Agenda 2035, the post-human world, controlled planetary collapse. It needs 100 million views. We could save the planet if we were able to do it. Please don't forget, today is the last day for free shipping store-wide. Free shipping up to 50% off products like X2, X3, things like the Ultimate Krill Oils, 40% off with free shipping. And that's what funds our operation, plus their great products and the natural compounds God gave us that battles back against this. Vitamineral Fusion, the liquid multivitamin mineral, that's selling out. Still free shipping on that. And so much more. And what we just got back in is BrainForce Plus, our great nootropic. That'll continue 50% off with free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the article is up on InfoWars.com. After several weeks in the hospital, 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, father of Prince Charles, was photographed looking like the Crypt Keeper, looking far worse than Joe Biden. And we're not wishing ill of the dead here. We are witnessing ill of the damned. He looks like the final scenes of The Hunger, where the vampire has lost his supposed immortality to the master vampire. Truly horrifying images. And this is somebody that gets the blood transfusions. This is somebody that says he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of us. And there he is looking deep into the pits of hell, a globalist, a world government promoter. And look how scared that soul looks as he prepares to enter Hades. And so they had a lot of fun with the memes, but it's actually deadly, deadly serious. Yeah, I mean, he looks about like the guy from The Hunger. There he is. And, of course, they do never die. They just turn into a zombie at the end and they get put into a tomb forever. So that's where the Duke of Edinburgh, let's put him back on screen. The Duke of Edinburgh, that's where Queen Elizabeth, that's where all of them are going. That's where Bill Gates is going with his father. He'll be joining his mother. That's where Ted Turner's going. That's where Oprah Winfrey's going. They can have all these evil goons and all this scum. Yeah, that's him like a year ago. Looking a little Count Dracula there, but having a little more fun. He is certainly enjoying himself. But let's show the new photos. There he is. We got to blow that up. As he circles the intergalactic toilet bowl. And go back to the memes. There's some really good ones on the Infowars.com article. Everybody should go there. Everybody should check them out. Because that's where this old boy is going to be going. He sold out his country, but he's not even British. He's not even German. He's not even Transylvanian. Nobody really knows where those people that took over that area came from, but they're nasty, and they're evil, and they're sneaky. And he and his son, Prince Charles, are servants of the devil. They all love Jimmy Savile. They all think it's cute. They think children belong to them. They think that we're all just these animals they can rule over, but that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I think I did a good job this morning. Well, let me finish up one point. That's the undead. All the science can keep him alive. But if Google and Facebook and Twitter CEOs and Ray Kurzweil think they're all going to stay alive because they have millions of dollars, the soul is going to give up the body. Christ gave up the ghost. And so that's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. And no matter what you do or what you say, you will not still be alive. That's why they're saying a man and a woman are bad, and you can't say that a man can't be a woman or a woman can't be a man, because they're going to have transhumans that are really machines that are corporate entities that have rights. And they'll say that somebody uploaded to that and gave all their money to that machine. That's really going to be a machine controlled by a big corporation with a back door. This is the big secret, that isn't alive and is controlled but has rights. And everyone will have to bow down to it and go along with it. So that's why you can't say trans this, trans that. That's why you're not allowed to say this, because they're going to say computers have rights. Robots have rights, because they're going to be these avatars of these supposedly dead people. And the big fraud is, oh, Ted Turner's still alive. Oh, James Cameron's still alive. Oh, Bill Gates is still alive, but they won't be. It'll just be a corporate machine that has a voice print of them, can sound like them, but isn't them. Because they want to pretend like they can escape death and escape judgment, and they will not escape death. They will not escape judgment. They will burn in hell. Burn in hell, Prince Philip. Burn in hell.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can, and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in lead
to the freeway. Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater, that are above the sea,
right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis, the crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
The announcement I'm about to make is so huge, there's really no way to do it justice, and I am very sorry that I have to announce this information to you, but it's just the facts and it's the reality we face. I have studied every angle and basically every aspect known. I'm sure there's some that are still classified or secret concerning the World Government Project and what its endgame goals are. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 are the public constructs of the UN World Government Plan that lay out in a kind of pop culture sanitized way the basic goals of the planetary directors. The planetary directors believe that humans are too dangerous and too warlike. They were tasked by the Carnegie Endowment around 100 years ago after World War I to develop a plan to end war as we know it. And the decision was made to basically end humanity as we know it. And that if that wasn't done, humanity would inevitably destroy itself. So that's the basis and the excuse from which the very authoritarian, very selfish, so-called elitist operate from. And again, there are thousands of facets to all this, but here's the big announcement. When you hear AOC and you see people like Beto O'Rourke with tears in their eyes say everyone is going to be dead in 11 years, they said that in 2019, and they say it with total conviction, it's because they have been briefed but only on part of what is about to transpire and unfold. With completely straight faces, the major global corporations that control the UN have roundtable meetings on pretty much a continuous basis, managing their underlings with limited compartmentalized information. And they give them all sorts of different fake data reports about the plankton and the sea dying and the atmosphere of the Earth being lost, and basically get the management class under them in a very apocalyptic mode that they are these guardians and saviors of the Earth. So they've got to do anything and everything they can, no matter how authoritarian, to stabilize the Earth. And they give them false models that carbon dioxide is indeed going to hit a triggering point that, again, kills all human life on the planet. Now, all of that is a foregone conclusion or a self-fulfilling prophecy, and here's really the big announcement. But the globalists themselves are already undermining civilization and basic infrastructure because they are the technocrats that are basically already in full control of the major energy and food and transportation and medicine financing systems. So that as they begin to turn off the food supply to the third world under lockdowns and wars and other crises that they implement, the public will be told that it's climate change that's causing it all. And you've seen this. Borders are wide open. Biden says, come north. Climate change. Collapse of the third world. Mass starvation. COVID-19 caused it. No, the fake lockdown on the fake virus caused it. And so again, that's just their go-to, that it's your fault, humanity, that the volcano blew up, so we better sacrifice the king's daughter to it. If you're in the example of ancient Hawaii, not even ancient, they were still killing people 200 years ago. Hell, 150 years ago.
And every other culture has done the same thing. So we're going back to being dumbed down. We're a very superstitious population. And we're being taught that everything that happens is because of us. And so that each new calamity that's visited upon us is the fault of ourselves. But don't worry, there's these global guardians, the new priest class, just the old priest class, that will save us and protect us. Oh, new deadly viruses are coming. It's climate change. Doesn't matter if it comes out of a lab. And again, the virus is real. It can kill old people that haven't had their D3 and things like that. But it's the response with the vaccines that really is the kill program. And again, that's why they skipped animal trials and then skipped long-term human trials, was because they'd actually done trials previously with coronavirus, mRNA vaccines, and virus vector vaccines, thousands of trials actually, mainly in China, on poultry, pigs, and other animals, and actually know that they can block any pathogen they want, any virus. But in their own literature, they admit it then destroys the animal's immune system, where they can no longer defend themselves and have to be given constant inoculations. And that's in Bill and Melinda Gates documents that are connected to the Crimson contagion drill that was conducted 2 years ago. But here's the problem. I can write a 500-page book and not hit one-tenth of the angles here. The big announcement that everyone needs to be aware of is that undoubtedly, when I put all the hundreds of thousands of pieces together in my mind, and I've proven I'm able to extrapolate all their operations out towards their endgame, that they are definitely planning by 2030 to have an extinction-level event for humans and basically the end of the world as we know it, because they fear the cataclysms and the cycles that humans have been through before. And they clearly have some of the secret histories of that that Plato only alluded to 2,300 years ago. And so they are playing God and implementing the global collapse and the global crisis and the decadence and all the things that are precursors to it ahead of time, just like they're trying to control the weather, just like they're trying to control our bodies and play God. Also on a mass scale, they are bringing in an artificial apocalypse. They believe they're just taking the predictive programming of the Bible as they see it. They see it as predictive programming. And that they are then taking control of that narrative and manifesting it before it can actually manifest itself organically in the future. Which, of course, is classic, that they're carrying out God's will. Or some of the Illuminated would say, no, Jones, you are actually following our plan that we planted 2,000 years ago. Regardless, if you want to just leave it open for debate, and I'm not saying God isn't real, Revelation isn't real. What I'm saying is, regardless, we're going in to the most dystopian, brutal, nightmarish system you've ever seen, run by psychologists and psychiatrists, and just some of the most cold-blooded war gamers. And that at the very top of the system, they had only had less than 0.1% aware of this master plan even 5 years ago. Now they're externalizing the hierarchy, externalizing the method, and now have hundreds of publications, Politico, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, NBC News, all saying, looking forward to the end of humanity. You know, thank God we're all going to be sterile by 2045. And again, they put these further dates out there so people go, oh, it'll be then. No, it's not going to be then. It's going to be sooner than that. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Hello, everybody. John Rappaport here in Fours for the rest of this hour. Germany. Germany, Germany, Germany. It's a very important country in Europe, economic powerhouse of the European Union. People don't ignore what is happening in Germany. I presume everybody here has heard of Angela Merkel. She is the Chancellor of Germany, I think, since about 1946. Not quite that long, but she's been there for a long time. Very important politician. Very, very important. So guess what? Underreported, certainly in mainstream media in the U.S., Angela Merkel has refused to take the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine herself, in the arm, in her arm. She's refused to take it. Yeah. Firestorm. Here is her reasoning. In Germany, the vaccine is only licensed or approved or emergency authorized for people up to and including 65 years old. And Angela is 66. So to be very precise, she therefore says, I am not in the group for which the vaccine has been approved, therefore I'm not personally going to take it. Needless to say, this caused some apoplexy and cardiac tremors, boiling point blood pressure in political leaders, in pharmaceutical companies, all over Europe and the world. The Chancellor of Germany says she is not taking the vaccine herself. What we're seeing, folks, is the pro-vaccine forces are beginning to eat their own. There are divisions and dissensions within their ranks. There are arguments and conflicts breaking out at all levels. there are scientists and doctors and nurses and all kinds of people coming forward and saying not only are they not taking the vaccine, but there are very good reasons why other people shouldn't be taking the vaccine. In Germany, Merkel's stance has prompted suddenly the German authorities to switch ground and say out of nowhere, guess what? The vaccine is now approved for people over the age of 65 because we've determined that the data are good and is safe and effective. Nobody believes this crap. Nobody believes that the German Vaccine Regulatory Commission has suddenly discovered that the vaccine is safe and effective for people over the age of 65. They're just trying to cover their butts. They're just trying to diminish the firestorm of controversy. And they are just trying to get Angela Merkel to take the friggin' vaccine in her own arm and stop the conflict and the controversy. As of about an hour before the show today, I see no evidence that she is backing down. She has not come out and said that she is going to take the vaccine. She may. There are people in Germany that are urging her to do it on television in order to, you know, allow all kinds of people over the age of 65 for whom the vaccine has not been approved in Germany to step up and take the shot and keel over and, you know, incur massive damage and die. So that's headlines from Germany, which are quite fantastic if you care to stop and think about them, which I do. Roughly 9 countries at last count have decided to pause. I love that word. You know, he pressed pause. That means he's going to unpause. But he's just temporarily putting this on hold. 9 countries have paused the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine because of a few cases, their words, of blood clots, which are being investigated to see if they have any relationship with the vaccine. And if you believe that story, I have condos on the far side of the moon to sell you. Countries are not pausing the vaccine because of a few stories about blood clots. There are major worries and concern within the pro-vaccine ranks, as I'm describing to you. Conflicts are breaking out massively. An internal war is developing among the pro-COVID vax people. Whatever they are, quote, investigating, in other words, covering up or trying to cover up, is far more than a few questionable cases of blood clots that may or may not be connected to the COVID vaccine. It's a hell of a lot more than that, you can be sure. An entire country's government is not going to say, we are stopping the vaccination, the COVID vaccination of everybody, the AstraZeneca vaccine, because of this concern over a few cases of blood clots. Don't buy that for a second. There are many, quote, adverse reactions to the vaccine and many serious ones, and people are keeling over and people are dying. In the U.S. alone, in droves, Black Americans, hospital personnel, soldiers, those three groups, among others, are refusing the COVID vaccine. And we've seen articles saying, mainstream articles, that military commanders are very concerned about their soldiers turning down the vaccine. Look at that headline. 75% of U.S. troops refused taking COVID-19 vaccines, says Pentagon report. Wow. There's more, a lot more. Stay with us. Back after the break.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And, it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to the big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads, not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. A analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
So as I was saying before the break, when nine countries decide that they're going to stop the vaccination campaign for COVID, the AstraZeneca vaccine, you know something's happening here. It's not just a few blood clots like they're saying. There's some serious events taking place, serious injuries and deaths in numbers that are happening behind the scenes that they are not reporting. Otherwise, they wouldn't be stopping this. And why are hospital workers in droves refusing to take the vaccine? What do they know? I mean, they're not just dumb people who are saying, well, you know, I don't know, vaccine. No, they're in the business. They're in the business of praising vaccines and giving vaccines to people and injecting them in their arms. So if they're refusing the COVID vaccine in droves, again, you know something is going on, something extremely serious, you know? I mean, this is obvious stuff. Major media, of course, are not playing this up. They wouldn't dare say on CNN or the New York Times, what do these hospital workers know that we don't? Why are they refusing the vaccine in droves? Let's talk to them, not just two or three. Let's talk to a lot of them. That's not going to happen. Because what's going to come out is these people are going to say, well, yes, I work in a hospital, so I know about these things. This is emergency use authorization only. This is not real approval. This is an experimental vaccine. And all these people that are saying this at the hospitals, they're pro-vaccine in general. And they would be telling you on camera, the data are not in. This is not something I'm willing to risk my life and limb on, so I'm not taking the shot. That's what's actually going on. That's very serious stuff. So all of this is happening behind the scenes. The pro-vax movement is fracturing. Internal warfare and conflict, trying to present a unified face, which is failing, stopping the vaccination programs. All of this is going on right in front of your face. Gives you pause, real pause, not fake pause. So I want to say a little bit about the vaccine story of COVID. You know, in my writing and in my work here on the Wednesdays that I appear, I talk a lot about story, narrative. Who's selling what story? What is the story they're selling? What is the narrative? Is it credible? Is it simple? Is it complicated? Well, in the COVID vaccine story, the official story, what we're told is that this injection, which is not really a vaccine at all, injection of a piece of RNA, is going to make the cells of your body manufacture a protein that is similar to a protein in the coronavirus, and that therefore your immune system will suddenly go into action against this similar protein that showed up, and that will prepare it, your immune system, for the real thing if and when the real SARS-CoV-2 comes along. That's kind of the official story. It's a doozy of a story. And if you want to read more extensive detail, of course you can. And it gets more complex and complex as you go. And eventually what you're left with is, do they really know what they're talking about? They make it sound so smooth, so delightful, so easy. So they've got it covered. No problem. Hey, we know exactly what we're doing. And they don't. That's the point. The story they're selling is manufactured to sound like they've got everything under control. They don't. This whole idea that they know that the injection of this little piece of RNA is going to cause your cells to manufacture this exact protein that they wanted to manufacture, and then your immune system is going to go zip, 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 and react against that protein, and then everything is going to quiet down again. No problem, except that now your immune system will be vigilant and on the alert for the real thing if it comes along. This is a bunch of, hype. It's official scientists trying to make things sound credible, trying to make their own people sound credible. In truth, there's a reason why this RNA technology has never been brought to market before in any drug or any vaccine ever. Because past attempts have failed. Why have they failed? Because of, quote, adverse reactions in the people who were volunteers in clinical studies. What adverse reactions? Basically, autoimmune response, which is another way of saying the body attacks itself. Another way of saying the immune system swings into gear at an exaggerated level and doesn't quiet down and therefore begins to attack the body. So, as if the body were some sort of foreign invader. That's why RNA technology has never made it to market before, but now they're saying, hey, we figured that all out. It's not a problem anymore. And be assured that everything is safe and effective about this vaccine. Yet, 9 countries at last count had paused the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine. Paused it. Stopped it because problems with these finicky human beings that are not reacting according to the game plan. Shot ban in 20 nations, Drudge is running. That's 20, up from 9 the last time I looked. 20. Does that give you a clue? Fear is now rampant within the pro-vax community. While they're meeting and conferring about what to do, about what they like to call vaccine hesitancy among the people who have brains enough not to take the vaccine, they're having those meetings while 20 countries have paused the vaccine. Does that add up? No, of course it doesn't add up. The war is fracturing, folks. We'll be back after the break.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested,
attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasovice, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, final segment this hour. John Rappaport here, InfoWars, talking about the horrendous COVID vaccine. So now government officials are saying, well, after you get the vaccine, you should still wear a mask. whoa, wait a minute. I thought the whole point of the vaccine was, we're going to come out the open the economy, everything is going to be okay, venues packed again, bars, restaurants, everything. Got to wear a mask after I get the vaccine. What are you talking about? Why is that? Thought I was immune. You mean I have to wear a mask so that I don't breathe in the virus coming my way? Well, we're not sure. You mean even after I've gotten the vaccine, maybe I can transmit the virus to somebody else? Well, it's possible. We don't know. We're not sure. It could be, maybe not. Maybe, though. So after you get the vaccine, you should still social distance, wear a mask. What was all this vaccination thing about? I mean, you had the world waiting with bated breath to get the vaccine because then freedom was going to break out and this was all going to be over. And finally, the nightmare would end and people would come out of their houses and celebrate and the world would be liberated once more, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're saying, you know what you sound like you're saying? You sound like you're saying that you just want to crush everybody. And you just have to keep on wearing a mask, maybe forever, for as long as you, the officials, claim we have to wear a mask. That's the game, right? And if you say we have to distance or stay indoors or lock down or go bankrupt, commit suicide, abuse drugs because of the lockdowns, et cetera, whatever, whatever, whatever. We transmit the virus or we don't, or we do on Monday, we don't on Tuesday. You decide, we obey. That's really the op here, right? It has nothing to do with the vaccine and the immunity passports after you get the vaccine. That's just another control deal that you're pulling, right? More, you got to do this, you got to get the shot and whatever. And suffer all the effects that are making 20 countries pause the vaccine. That is effects like autoimmune reactions, keeling over, going into a coma, dying, those kinds of reactions, just because you say so that we have to do this. That's really what's going on, right? And when social media decide that they're going to censor all information about vaccines that is not, certified, is not up to community standards. What are these, you know, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, what are they actually saying? Well, what they're actually saying is that they, social media, are following the directives of the World Health Organization and the CDC. That's reality. That's what they're saying. And that anybody that posts to Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, they have to follow that reality. World Health Organization, CDC, government, basically, government reality. I don't know. I mean, I've lived a long time. I don't know how long you've lived, but I remember a time when any idiot on the street recognized that simply censoring yourself or being censored because you didn't go along with what government was saying was idiotic. Everybody knew that, right? You're saying that I'm censored because I'm not going along with what the government says? Are you crazy? I mean, there was a time when everybody knew this, but all of a sudden, no, not anymore. All of a sudden, these powerful corporations, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, et cetera, say, well, if your information that you post doesn't go along with the CDC and the World Health Organization directives, government, then we censor you. You're not allowed to disagree. Wow. And there's people, many people, who are actually agreeing with these companies. How idiotic and insane are they? Oh, this is a good idea. Yes, we should censor all information that doesn't follow science laid down by the World Health Organization and the CDC, because that's real science. Well, really? How do you know that? How do you know it's real science? You don't know anything. That's the truth. You're just taking people's word for it. The government says this and you agree. Phew. IQ has dropped by at least 30 points, maybe more. But you don't have to go along with that. And as I say, internal warfare is breaking out among the pro-vaccine forces. That's what we're seeing now. That is indeed what we're seeing. Let's see what else I've got here. Yes, follow the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera. So here's something else, which I've covered before. If you look at the actual history of vaccination and the mortality figures, that is, the official figures on how many deaths are caused by infectious childhood diseases, what you discover is that the mortality dropped precipitously and hugely before the introduction of vaccines or even antibiotics. That's what you discover, not because of vaccine. And there are numerous sources on this, and charts and graphs and so forth, that the real drivers that pushed way down mortality from infectious childhood diseases was the improvement of nutrition and greater widespread hygiene and sanitation, basic sanitation. And you can include the rise of the middle class and other factors, non-medical factors. So when you have all these idiots standing up there saying, well, the science shows that, you know, we've curbed mortality in all these infectious diseases through the miraculous discovery of vaccines. No. You haven't. Not true. Not the history. Not the actual history. You're an idiot. You don't know the science. Just following the science, like they say. That's all. And then we have, and I've covered this as well, getting back to COVID vaccine again. New York Times, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, piece, during the clinical trials of the three major COVID vaccines, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, the revelation, and it was juicy revelation, that the design of these clinical trials was not set up to prove that the vaccines could prevent serious illness. The clinical trials were only designed to prove that the vaccine could prevent mild illness, such as cough or chills and fever. That's all, folks. That's all they were designed for. And that's all, at best, when we're talking effectiveness, that's what these COVID vaccines are designed to do. Prevent cough or chills and fever, which naturally, you know, cure themselves. No need for a vaccine. Okay, we're done. Final thought here. Watch how many nations are halting the vaccine. They know something. This is a major story. Talk to you later.